Barack Obama.
Nobody should be bankrupt when they get sick to have access to a good education.
Obama appeared at a rally for Democrat Jim Webb. He's in one of the nation's closest Senate races against Republican incumbent George Allen.
I'm Barry Bagnato, CBS News. Stem cell research wasn't much of an election issue outside of Missouri, where a constitutional amendment is on the ballot. Then, actor Michael J. Fox made ads for candidates who support embryonic research, and Rush Limbaugh accused him of hyping his Parkinson's disease symptoms by not taking his medications.
Rush Limbaugh knows a little bit about the wrongful use of prescription drugs.
Virginia Senate candidate Jim Webb at a crowded rally last night with Fox.
Stand up for what is right for the future of the 100 million American families touched by debilitating disease.
Phil Gizzotti of Manassas, Virginia, has Parkinson's. An engineer, he has developed a deep scientific understanding of it. A Catholic, he opposes embryonic stem cell research.
I started looking to give myself a rationale for compromising my belief system. I found a lot of hype.
He respects Fox's aggressive advocacy. He just wishes there was more respect for people who don't agree with him.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. The candidates are rushing hundreds of new ads onto the air, including new negative messages. The two sides have already spent millions of attack dollars.
He's slick.
Kickback schemes, federal criminal probes.
Smooth talk, Hollywood values.
Negative ads work or the politicians wouldn't use them.
Political analyst Eric Tracy, as studies show, negative ads resonate, especially in the closing days of a very tight campaign. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The head of the National Association of Evangelicals has stepped down after gay sex allegations.
He had a relationship with me.
Mike Jones of Denver makes the charge, saying he had sex and did drugs several times with the Reverend Ted Haggard. Haggard, a married father of five, says it's not true.
I haven't had sex with a man in Denver, and I've been faithful to my wife.
But Reverend Ross Parsley at Haggard's church in Colorado Springs says
there has been some admission of indiscretion, not admission to all of the material that has been discussed.
But he doesn't specify what's true and what isn't. Jones, the accuser, explains why he dropped the bombshell now.
Cannot sit back anymore and hear, to me, it's anti-gay message, as far as I'm concerned, when you're with the anti-marriage.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Former male prostitute says he had gay sex with Colorado Springs pastor Ted Haggard. Haggard releasing a statement about the allegations. Jerry Bell with more.
Resigned his leadership post with the National Association of Evangelicals, and he's taking a leave of absence from the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. All this while the accusations of a gay affair are being investigated. In a written statement, Haggard says, quote, I hope to be able to discuss this matter in more detail at a later date.
A nationally known voice recognition expert believes the voicemails left for the male escort, Mike Jones, are from Pastor Haggard. Nine News hired a voice recognition expert, Richard Sanders, who analyzed the voicemails. In his initial report, he found that of the 12 single words that were recorded, the same on both recordings, nine of those matched up perfectly. That's a look at news on AM 760. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, a look at traffic with Gina Michaels and your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Good morning. Dealing with the fallout from this major closure of southbound I-25, it was shut down earlier this morning at 120th for a police investigation of a shooting. Now, it's all back open, but obviously we have major issues for your Thornton-North Glen commute. We had delays back to 136th. A lot more traffic on those detours west to Huron and east to Washington. So expect this to take a while to shake loose. You may want to just avoid the area altogether. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, high clouds through midday, turning mostly sunny, continued warming, high of 64, currently 39. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time to take back America. Join Jay Marvin on election night from 7 to 11 as he broadcasts live from Democratic headquarters in Denver. We'll bring you election coverage with results, analysis, and your reaction. After Jay, Katie Couric will wrap up the evening with a one-hour CBS election night special. It's election coverage 2006 and time to take back America.
We have to turn this country around.
With AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. It's got to be a record of some sort. The Justice Department announcement yesterday of Falcon 3, a roundup of fugitives in 24 states east of the Mississippi. In a week's time, netting thousands of bad guys who've been on the lam. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez gave the staggering tally.
More than 10,700 fugitives, 1,600 sex offenders, 971 of whom were unregistered, and 360 gang members were arrested.
My goodness, that ought to keep the jails full and the courts busy for a while. More about Falcon 3 after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
Darfur, hundreds of thousands killed, millions driven from their homes, and the crisis shows no sign of letting up. As Nicholas Kristof wrote in the New York Times, perhaps the most extraordinary aspect of Darfur isn't that gunmen on the Sudanese payroll heave babies into bonfires as they shout epithets against blacks. It's that the rest of us are responding only with averted eyes. Shame on the government of Sudan for being complicit in genocide. Shame on the Arab League countries for circling the wagons around one of their own. Shame on the Islamic Conference for keeping silent about a member state. Shame on those Asian and European countries that put Sudan's energy resources ahead of human rights concerns. We at AJC have spoken out. We'll continue to do so. The Holocaust taught us that silence is never an option in the face of genocide. All countries and individuals of goodwill must stand up now and tell Sudan in no uncertain terms, stop the killing or become a pariah nation. Visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
There were some 3,000 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers involved in Falcon 3. They didn't catch everybody they were looking for. Joe Ciccarelli, the supervisor of U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force in northern New York State, says, "We grabbed one guy out of the shower. We found people hiding in between insulation, rolled up in rugs, inside of cabinets, inside of closets a person shouldn't be able to fit in. But they end up fitting in," said Ciccarelli, "and we had to call the fire department to get them out." According to Attorney General Gonzalez, these were not your garden variety small-timers, and it took some coordination to round them up.
Joined by federal, state, and local law enforcement, the Marshal Service leads Operation Falcon, targeting the worst of the worst fugitive felons in the country.
The Falcon operations are named after the bird that swoops down on its prey and carries them off. Falcons 1 and 2 took place in April of this year and last. And now, says Gonzalez,
"I'm confident in saying that America's neighborhoods are safer today thanks to Operation Falcon 3.
And there will no doubt be Falcons 4 and 5, too, since there are still a million fugitives on the loose. As for those suspicious folks out there who may say that the timing of Falcon 3 must have had something to do with the upcoming election,
the Department of Justice played no role in the timing of this program.
MP3s and podcasts of The Osgood File can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
The Osgood File, November 3rd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Testing, testing, testing. 10 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. Nice to have you along. High today, 62, intermittent clouds. Looks like it's going to be a really a good weekend. It is Friday, and we got a bunch of stuff on the menu for this morning. If you want a small business or something you ought to know about the GOP spends a lot of time telling you that they're advocates of small business. We're going to give you some information here coming up in about 10 minutes that indicates that they're anything but, and we'll talk to you about some federal programs that were meant for small businesses that have been diverted and are going to be further diverted under this White House. We'll have Chrissy Harvey along at 8 o'clock, as we always do on Friday. And then at 8:30, we're going to talk to somebody who we've only talked to once. And that's Bill Ritter's running mate, the next lieutenant governor of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien. And we'll get her opinions on things facing the state. We've also got State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon coming up. He's going to talk about his race for Secretary of State. And between all of this stuff,
because it's Friday, we'll take your phone calls at 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about anything and everything that you want to talk about, so it doesn't make any difference. I wanted to say this yesterday, didn't get to it, but I want to say it now. There's an article this morning in the Washington Post at WashingtonPost.com. Maryland Democrats say GOP plans to block voters. A recently distributed guide for Republican poll watchers in Maryland spells out how aggressively challenges the credentials of voters and urges these volunteers to tell election judges they could face jail time if the challenge is ignored. Democrats said yesterday they consider the handbook obtained by the Washington Post evidence of a Republican effort to block people from voting on Tuesday. Here's the thing, the reason I point this out, I have no knowledge, nor do I have any, no one has said anything to me that this kind of thing would go on here in Colorado. But we need, and I've been saying this for weeks now, months now, we need every vote we can get. Take absolutely nothing for granted. We need every vote we can get. And when you go to vote, if you haven't voted absentee already, which Mary and I did, but when you go to vote, watch your vote carefully. Do not let any of these people challenge you at the polls. Do not allow them to intimidate you. You know your rights. Make sure you carry proper identification so that there's no questions. And if anything happens, demand to speak to a supervisor immediately. And I wish that I could do this. And for obvious reasons, I can't. But I wish I could just give my cell phone number out over the radio. And the reason being that you could call me on Tuesday if you run into trouble, and then Turk and I could get mobilized and try to help you out. But I just can't do that because we're going to be busy all day Tuesday ourselves. I'm on Turk's case every single day now to make sure that he shows up on Tuesday and votes and doesn't get caught up in everything that's going on, he and Stacy. But I want to make sure that all of us get out and vote, that we leave no stone unturned. Talk to all of your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Do the best job you possibly can. Make sure that you get out and vote. I know there's a lot of feelings about the voting machines. I know that there's a lot of skepticism about the process. I understand that. There's an HBO documentary, which Diebold tried to get killed, about this whole subject of hacking machines. I understand that this makes a lot of us nervous, but we are a lot more hip to this kind of behavior now than we were back in 2004 and that we were back in 2000. So keep an eye on what goes on. And if you suspect any trouble at all, I believe the Democratic National Party has a hotline that they're going to set up where you can call. You can always call the Registrar of Voters. But if you suspect that there's anything wrong, don't casually walk away and just leave it. And don't let anybody bluff you or challenge you out of your vote. And make sure you go to the polls armed with the information that you need, which is a proper ID, and to have all of the stuff together so that there's no way they can challenge you. We need to take this seriously. We need to definitely, definitely get out there and make sure that we vote. Also, last-minute things. You can volunteer last minute. You can give money last minute. They need, you know, many of these campaigns need money down to the line, down to the wire. This is extremely important. If you've got nothing going on tonight, you can join Mary, myself, Representative Angie Piccioni, Representative Diana DeGette, Representative Diane Watson, and Representative Barbara Lee at a Get Out the Vote kickoff rally. That's tonight, starting at around 6 p.m., and that'll be at the Piccioni headquarters, the Piccioni campaign headquarters, at 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins, and we'll be there. And we're going to head up to Fort Collins shortly after I get off here this morning, after I take care of some other business. One of those things which will be appearing on the Al Franken show this morning at around 11:30 our time to talk about the Colorado races. But we'll be up there. So make plans to join us tonight at 6 p.m. for a Get Out the Vote kickoff rally with State Representative Angie Piccioni, Representative Diana DeGette, Representative Diane Watson, and Representative Barbara Lee, and we'll see you out there in Fort Collins. Go, Angie, go. All right, If you own a small business, and it is Open Phones Friday, but we always stick guests in here and there. If you own a small business, if you've been led to believe that the GOP is friendly to you, I got some information from. We're going to put a guest on who may show you another side.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Available now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. High today, 62. Intermittent clouds, AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me is Lloyd Chapman. He's president of the American Small Business League, a national nonprofit trade group that fights for fair policy, federal contracting. And we're going to talk about the Bush administration and small business. And, Mr. Chapman, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. The GOP and this administration spends a lot of time presenting a picture that they are friendly to small business and that, of course, Democrats are not friendly to small business. And a lot of people buy that conventional wisdom. Now, there's a federal program that is supposed to aid small businesses, particularly in the areas, I believe, of contracts. But something has gone terribly wrong here. Explain what's going on.
Well, basically, Jay, what's happened is the Bush administration has diverted probably 80% of the funds that have been reported as going to small businesses have actually wound up in the hands of some of the largest companies in the world, primarily a lot of major contributors to the Republican National Committee in the defense and aerospace industry. And, in fact, there's a company in Denver outside by the airport called Corporate Express, And that's actually a Dutch firm out of Amsterdam. And they get about $100 million a year in U.S. government small business contracts.
So essentially, when the president or the vice president or Senator Wayne Allard or Marilyn Musgrave or any of these folks go walk around and talk about how the GOP and the Republican Party is very, very bullish on small business and about how they're doing what they can to help out small business, you're saying that when it comes to these contracts, which can be anywhere between $50 and $100 billion a year, they're intended to go to small business, but instead they get diverted these Fortune 500 firms with political connections to the White House?
Yes, in fact, you know, a lot of things I say sound controversial, so I'd just like to stick to the facts, you know, but I guess it happened during the Reagan administration, actually. And you can go back and find the stories about it, but Ronald Reagan actually tried to close the Small Business Administration and end all federal programs for small businesses. He tried in 1984 and again in 1985. And that's a matter of historical record that in 1995 and 1996, Republicans tried again to close the Small Business Administration and end the programs. And then at every point, Democratic members of Congress were able to stop them. And then when George Bush was elected, one of the first things he did was to take the SBA administrator off of the White House cabinet and began to cut the agency's staffing and budget to the point that today the Small Business Administration is probably about less than half of what it was when Bill Clinton left office. And the SBA staff has been cut by over 3,000 employees. And then the Bush administration began adopting policies to divert these funds to large corporations. And I think when I look at the facts, and by the way, there's been 13 federal investigations that have found this to be true, so it's not just my opinion. It's 13 federal investigations by the General Accounting Office, the SBA Office of Advocacy, and the SBA Inspector General. And I might add that the guy who heads the SBA Office of Advocacy, Tom Sullivan, is the Bush appointee. And he's come out and said publicly that we now have concrete proof that these funds are being diverted to large companies. So it's not just Democrats attacking Republicans. It's a matter it's been documented.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, on the line with us. Why isn't this more widely known? Because I would venture to guess that if you went around and had a discussion, not only with callers to talk radio, but also just to people in general, and you ask them the question, who would be better for small business? Would it be the Democrats or the Republicans? I would say that probably the Republicans would edge out the Democrats, yet this information that you're giving out is not widely publicly known.
No, it's actually, you know, quite surprising. I have to admit that before I, you know, got into the computer business a few years ago, I was a Republican. And my father had been a Republican, and I grew up in a Republican household. And I actually had the opportunity to meet the first President Bush, and I met Gerald Ford, and, you know, I was a Republican. And I would say that today, after what I've learned, there should be no such thing as a Republican small business owner. The Republican Party is anti-small business. I will say they have done an absolutely fantastic job of convincing small business that they are, you know, that the Republican Party is pro-small business. And what they've done, they've convinced small business groups around the country that the legislative agenda of Fortune 500 corporations and the Republican Party, which is less taxes, less government, and tort reform, is and should be the legislative agenda of small businesses. Nothing could be further from the truth. Small businesses actually need more government. Small businesses need to be protected from large corporations. The gas prices that we saw skyrocketing in the past year, we needed more regulation with the oil companies, not less. And the Republican Party tries to convince small business owners that all they need are tax cuts. And when the federal government or the Bush administration is diverting $100 billion a year in funds that have been earmarked by Congress for small businesses to large corporations, you know, tax cuts won't do you much good if you're bankrupt. But something that surprises me is when you look out there in America at the groups that hold themselves out as being the quote-unquote voice of small business, you see the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Federation of Independent Business, Women Impacting Public Policy, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Those are all groups that are headed by Republicans that currently serve on either Republican National Committee committees or White House committees. So one of the reasons you don't hear much about this is all the groups out there, the largest groups, probably the four, five, six largest groups that say they represent small businesses are actually Republican groups lobbying largely for Fortune 500 corporations. So if you go to Washington, D.C., and talk to any, you know, young congressional staffer or any lobbyist or any member of Congress, everybody in Washington knows that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Federation of Independent Business lobby for Fortune 500 corporations. But out in America, the general public, when you look at their websites, they certainly look like they're lobbying for small businesses, but when you look at their agenda, it's the exact agenda that Fortune 500 companies are pushing in America.
I'm going to ask you a really naive question. What is the GOP's fetish with big business? Obviously, campaign donations. That's got to be one thing. Financial support. But why throw small business owners under the bus?
Well, that's a good question, and I was puzzled by that for quite some time. I have to say that it's almost like tradition, but it's probably, you know, the history of the Republican Party is rooted in the defense and aerospace industry. And the according to federal law, 23% of the total value of all federal contracts and subcontracts are supposed to be awarded to small businesses. And that comes out to around $130 billion a year. And if the government abandons these small business programs, the majority of that money will go to the defense and aerospace industry. It's you're right, it's about money. And the major defense contractors in the defense and aerospace industry are the largest contributors to the Republican National Committee in this country, and they have a lot of clout. And so the Republican anti-small business agenda, I would say, is prompted almost entirely by pressure from the defense and aerospace industry and from the huge amount of clout they have with the tremendous volume of political contributions. I saw a story by the Center for Public Integrity, which is a nonpartisan group that looks at the government and analyzes their contracting activity, and it showed that something like the 10 largest defense contractors had contributed something like $487 million to political campaigns and lobbying Congress in, I think, the previous 3 years. So the amount of money that these guys can throw around is just staggering. And the names of these firms, we're talking Boeing, Bechtel, Lockheed, you know, L3 Communications, Battelle, Booz Allen Hamilton. And it's just, they're the biggest companies in the U.S., and they've got a lot of political clout in the Republican Party.
You must have friends that are in small business that are members of your organization or people that you know, and they'll tell you that they're Republicans. They'll tell you that they're GOP. They'll tell you that one of the reasons they are is because the grand old party favors small business. What do they say when you lay this information on them?
I'll tell you something funny. I love to talk to Republicans about this because they're stunned. And I've actually talked to Republican members of Congress. And when you tell them what's happening, they're against it. But they just don't know about it. The story has really not gotten out like I'd like it to. But, yeah, no Republican member of Congress thinks it's a good idea that Lockheed Martin and Boeing and General Dynamics get hundreds of millions of dollars in small business contracts. But they just weren't aware of it. And it's just something that's hard to explain why the story hasn't gotten out more. In fact, I'll tell you a couple interesting stories why it had gotten out. 3 years ago, NBC spent a week in my office filming a story about me. And it was going to be on the Tom Brokaw show, The Fleecing of America. Well, it never ran.
Hmm.
It turns out that the parent company of NBC is General Electric. And, of course, General Electric is a major defense contractor. And they were using some of the fraudulent companies that I had exposed in this story. So the story never ran. A month ago, the Lou Dobbs show, CNN, spent a whole day in my office filming a story about me. And that was supposed to run the following day at 3 o'clock on the Lou Dobbs show. And I got a call about 9 o'clock California time. They said Lou made the decision to not run the story and would run the following week. Well, the following week it didn't run. And I called them and said, what's happening? They said, well, it's going to run next week. I called the third time. They said, quit calling. And that story never ran. And I found out later on that two of the biggest advertisers on CNN are Lockheed and Boeing. And, of course, my story featured the aspect that Lockheed and Boeing both get over $500 million a year in U.S. government small business contracts. So that story was pulled. And another thing I found out is the White House has hired three of the largest public relations firms in the world. And I think the White House spends around $50 million a month, according to a story that I saw. It said they spent $1.6 billion over the course of, I think it was 24 months. And they're working feverishly to keep this story out of the press. You can imagine that the Republican Party, days before an election and weeks before an election, does not want a story coming out that shows that during the Bush administration, during the 6 years he's been president, probably $500 billion in funds that he reported were going to small businesses actually went to some of the biggest companies in the world.
Well, nothing surprises me about Lou Dobbs, but Brokaw, that's a little... And NBC, that's... Well, I guess maybe that's not surprising either. Before we run out of time here, and we don't have much time left, do you have other interviews lined up today, or is this it?
This is my only one today, Jay.
Mm.
I might end up doing some more as time goes by. People call me during the day, and I do interviews with newspapers and magazines. But I'll have to say that since the White House has hired these PR firms, they have almost shut down my ability to get this story out.
Well, we'll run this one again. We'll run it back again over the course of the next 4 hours, and maybe we'll hang on to it, and we'll run it on Monday. As well. Lloyd, thank you so much for being on the program. Thank you for opening
Jay.
Our eyes. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much. There's Lloyd Chapman. He's president of America's Small Business League, and you can see their website at ASBL.com. That's ASBL.com. And so there you go. You run into your Republican friends. You run into your neocon friends and your small business friends, really, and they'll tell you how bullish this administration is on small business, and you can tell them, well, wait a minute, Lloyd Chapman says it's absolutely otherwise, and that they are diverting between $50 and $100 billion a year in contracts that are supposed to go to small business but are going to large corporate donors to the GOP campaigns. 6:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget it is open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine on this Friday. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we're off to a pretty good start now that they got southbound 25 reopened up in North Glen. That happened at about 120th Street. Still have some congestion from the Thornton Parkway to 84th, so you might want to give yourself a little extra time. Usual stack up starting up on those other north side highways, including 270, I-76. We're looking good on the Boulder Turnpike into the city. Weather today, high clouds.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability and select markets.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:37. It's 37 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 62. Some intermittent cloud action. It's Friday, and it's open phones here at 303-713-7600. And if you want to talk about... Mr. Haggard, Reverend Ted Haggard, and the whole debacle down there in Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs-based a giant of conservative Christian movement with direct access to President Bush stepped down yesterday as the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals in the wake of allegations by a former male escort that the two had a three-year sexual relationship. Yeah, I've said it before on this show. I'll say it again. As much as evangelicals absolutely and completely drive me crazy, that I feel like their agenda is dangerous to the country because what they really want is a theocracy. I feel sorry for them, and I feel sorry for them because they don't get it. They really don't get it. They don't get the idea that guys like James Dobson, that guys like Jerry Falwell, that guys like this Reverend Haggard, that their leaders, that they're in it for money and power, and not the business of going out there and saving souls. And they keep getting stung time and time again. These guys keep getting caught. Jimmy Swaggart, James Baker. You've got the David Quo book out, in which I found it interesting that last night on CNN, in the Situation Room, Jerry Falwell started to personally attack David Quo without getting into anything but saying, well, I won't say what I know about David Quo. Yeah, okay. He should have never been hired, blah, 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 on and on and on. That these guys are about power. They're not about saving souls. And that there are hundreds of thousands of Christians in this country who work in all kinds of anti-poverty programs, who work in all kinds of things in their community, and they're not into trying to get involved in government and to try to use government as an instrument of oppression. And I just feel sorry for evangelicals. And maybe one of these days they'll wake up. Maybe one of these days they'll get it, that these leaders that they have. I mean, when was the last time you heard of a rabbi? I mean, it does happen, but when was the last time you heard of a rabbi or you heard of a, you know. I mean, by and large, the head of the Mormon church, I'm talking about people high up. You don't hear about it as much. Does it make them any better? I don't know. It's up to you to judge on that. I'm just saying that these people, they're about money and power. That's exactly what they're about. All right, let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
Got nothing to do with Mr. Haggard.
Okay.
George Bush makes a fairly nice income as in his job as president. We pay him a fairly nice, more than I'm making. And he has access to this big airplane when he's doing the business of the country. Are we paying him while he's out campaigning? Does he get his income then? Yep. Are we paying for that plane?
No, technically the Republican National Committee pays for the fuel, but he is getting paid.
Well, he shouldn't get paid.
He's on the job just like anybody else.
But he's not on the job.
Well,
what's he doing? He's not doing. When the hell does he ever be on the job? This is really beginning to bother me that he's out and about. Aren't there matters that concern the country that he should be attending to?
Yeah, I think it bothers a lot of people. I think I got an email from a guy yesterday who asked exactly the same question, and I sent them an email back saying, well, yeah, it bothers me, and doesn't it bother you that Dick Cheney, for instance, is standing there at a political rally laughing, making a joke about John Kerry when we've got our kids dying in Iraq? Well, what's funny about that?
Well, there's nothing. I mean, I guess if I decided, I went to my boss and I said, you know, I love working here, but I'm going to take off a few days because I need to go campaign. My boss would say, hey, whatever, it's your personal time, or if you're out of time, too bad, because you ain't going to get paid. I mean, this just really bothers me. And I think Georgie needs to stay in D.C. Of course, granted, he doesn't do much when he's there, but that isn't the point. This is not what we're paying. He wasn't elected. Well, he wasn't elected, period, but he wasn't, quote-unquote, elected to do this on our dime.
But anyway. We don't. The subject, though, in all fairness, the subject has not come up, though, when it's Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter. Nobody raised the subject, and they were out campaigning.
Well, maybe they should have. Maybe people should have said something then also. What Bill Clinton does now is up to him.
That's exactly right.
Funds of some sort to pay for it. This just really is beginning to grate on me, and I thought about it for days and days. I keep thinking, this is crap. This guy hasn't sat in the Oval Office for the last 3 weeks. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think what you ought to do, not that you would get any kind of a satisfactory answer, but it beats not doing anything. Maybe you ought to send Ken Salazar and Wayne Allard and your congressperson an email and ask them about who's paying for all of this.
Oh, I'll send one to Mark Udall, because Ken Salazar and Wayne Allard, I send them emails, Jay, and the responses are priceless. I mean, they're so structured, form, you know. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, I get them too. But you know what? Although I got to give Ken Salazar some credit for something, though.
I'm glad you want to give him some.
I do.
I don't want to give him any.
Well,
I want to show him the door.
He has been out working very, very hard on behalf of Democratic candidates.
Well, maybe he realizes that his butt's on the line. Maybe it's occurred to him he has really not been doing the business of the people of Colorado.
Well, if you're gonna criticize him, though, when he does wrong, which is perfectly okay, when he turns around, though, and does something you got to be fair too.
I'll look into it. If that in fact is the case, I'll be fair to him. But by and large, I would never vote for him again. As I was telling John, I probably won't be here for the next election because we're retiring in a year and a half and we're moving to Montana. God forbid I'm stuck with Conrad Burns.
You'll be in even worse.
Can you imagine?
Worse shape. You move to Montana, and we'll have two Democratic senators, and we'll have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature.
No, but they have a Democratic governor.
And I know they do, but
you're Ryan Schweitzer's wonderful.
Well, we're having him on Tuesday, but he's going to be on here on Tuesday. But
go on.
But he's going to be on the air with us on Tuesday. But the thing is,
you've got to get rid of Conrad. I mean, Jay, I'm getting too old for all this stress in my life. I've got to have peace and tranquility. I've got to get rid of Conrad, or I'll have my retirement years having angst over the jackass that's representing me.
Yeah, Conrad's pretty tough to take.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
All right, Pat, thanks.
Have a great one.
You too. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Carmen in Denver. Carmen, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, Jay, you're doing a good job. I say stay on them, because these hypocrites, eventually they will see the light. You know what I think our biggest problem is more than anything else, Peter? We take these people like the religious leaders like Hager, Baker, Swiger. And then we take our politicians, like, well, you want to call Bush a politician? Have at it. But we take these people, and then we start looking up at them like they're some kind of monument of good and truthfulness. Man, these guys put their pants on one leg at a time like everybody else. Some of them, like George Bush, look at his past. And I'm not going to harp on him because he's in public light. My past could be bad as well as yours. But they have so many skeletons in their closet, they can hardly get the closet door closed.
Well, who doesn't have skeletons in their closet?
I know. But then they come out and they give you this great big speech about how good and how fine they are, while all along, knowing in the back of their mind that they are some of the most evil and wicked people that you can find on the planet Earth. But we try to sanctify those positions. It's just like when you go to a concert. I used to watch the Beatles on TV. That's how old I am, right? And I used to see these women, like, pulling out their hair and screaming. Enjoy the entertainment, but don't go to the extreme. These people are going to the extreme. They're taking these people too literally when they should be very cautious, because I know one thing, God has as many Rolex watches as he possibly can use. These guys, that's all they're about, how much money and how much power they can absorb from the American people. And the American people tend to be so gullible that they fall head over heels for these people, when in actuality, just look at Bush. Bush got himself into the Oval Office, and he had nothing to present to the American people. George Bush was waiting for someone else to come and tell him what to come and tell you. Where Clinton, he kept his staff. He told his staff what to do. You couldn't go and tell Clinton what to come and tell you.
I think the big telltale thing about all of this is, here's the deal. We all have skeletons in our closet.
Right.
But it's how you handle those skeletons and what degree of honesty that you deal with in handling those skeletons. And here you've got a guy, Mr. Haggard, who allegedly had this relationship with a gay prostitute. But at the same time, he's out there campaigning against I and campaigning for 43 and talking about how god-awful gays and homosexuals are.
Right.
And it's like, come on, man.
But, Jay, you know something? If you to really, really know that you're on the right track with your religion is when you try to help the poor and the needy. Don't try to help the greedy. Do not help the bear. They're giving these guys got so much money in these mega churches that it's not even funny.
Well, it's like Angie Piccioni says, live it, don't preach it. Carmen, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have that little thing about I? This is, it's about 43. This is an ad for about 43 with a guy imitating George W. Bush. Check this out.
Yes, sir, right there.
Sir, how do you respond to charges that you've mishandled the war in Iraq?
Carl says what we need to do here is focus on protecting marriage.
Can you comment on the rising cost of health care?
Look, this is a question of values, just like the need to protect marriage.
Yes. What's your response to accusations that your administration has manipulated gas prices?
Again, that's exactly why we need to focus on important issues, like that this Amendment 43 thing. In Colorado, that protects marriage. Yeah, over there.
But, sir, Colorado law already defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Will Amendment 43 actually do anything?
Well, I think you just asked your own question. It'll get people there focused on stuff other than the war and gas prices. That's all I have time for. I'm sorry. God bless the United States of America.
Amendment 43 isn't meant to change Colorado law. It's meant to change the subject. Vote no on 43.
That's a great ad. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-7...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
With at the end of October, well, I was wrong, and I don't mind getting on the radio and talking about it. It absolutely is wrong. It continues. It's going on now. Up to $1,500, you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, a great time to shop for the all-new four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. At Rocky's, they have over 600 vehicles on the lot. These are clean, late-model used cars. Trucks, vans, I mean, they've got it all. SUVs, whatever it is you're interested in, Rockies can cover you. And great people working there to do it, too. I get emails back from people who have shopped there all the time and say, yeah, you know, they were really nice. So whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, it doesn't hurt to go look, and you'll get treated first class. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, and see Spanky, and Gerard Menard and Fred Lebrato and all of a gang out of Rockies that tries so very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan and see the inventory as well. Steve handles that. And don't forget, Operation Freebird is coming up on November 11th, and we'll be telling you more about that as time draws near. Huge event last year and very, very moving event, too. And it's something really worth coming to, and I'll have an AM760 booth there, and I hope you'll come by and say hello. Rocky's Autos, open tonight till 9. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans' benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans' benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans' issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 6:55. It's 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 62. And good morning. It's nice to have you along, Jay Marvin here. If you missed any or a part of that interview about the small business loan situation, not small business loan, I'm sorry, about small business and about loans that are supposed to be for small businesses being diverted to Fortune 500 companies, you can check that out on podcast at am760.net. Get that in the first hour, and the whole show is available via podcast. You can also instant message me at the same place, am760.net. Let's go to Julie in Broomfield. Julie, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning. Julie, you there? Julie once. Julie twice. All right, well, Julie is history. Let's go to Dean in the Divide. Dean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm on a landline, so you're not going to lose me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a very outrageous experience yesterday that I wanted to share with your listeners. Went in to vote in Woodland Park, which is just west of Colorado Springs, at about 2 p.m., and the person ahead of me was trying to get a paper ballot, and the person running the polling place was trying to convince her to use a machine instead of a paper ballot. And the lady kept indicating, no, I want a paper ballot. And this person kept trying to persuade her to use the machine. He said, oh, no, you should use the machine. The machine's quicker. It's easier. You'll have no problem at all. I'll even show you how to use it. And at this point, I just couldn't stand there and watch this. I opened up my mouth and I said to the gentleman, I said, the lady would like a paper ballot. It's your duty to give her a paper ballot. And I think what you're doing is illegal, trying to persuade someone to do something other than what they want to do in this voting station. And anyway, he gave her the paper ballot, and then it was my turn, and I got my paper ballot, went into the little privacy booth, picked up my pen to start filling out my little ovals, and there was no ink in the pen. The pen was just marginally marking my ballot. And I'm standing there thinking, this is just outrageous.
So did you get another pen?
Well, I took the pen back to the gentleman, and I said, there's no ink in this pen. And I said, I would like you to throw this away so that no one has to use this, because I don't think it's adequately marking the ballot. So he did give me another pen, but I'm standing there waiting for him to throw the other pen away. And he's just smiling ludicrously, and he never did throw this pen away.
Well, you know what you should have done? What you should have done is you should call a supervisor, call his boss. I don't mean to cut you off, Dean.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. I just got to go get some news. Thanks, man.
Okay,
thank
take care.
Thank you for the call. All right. Open phones will continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-70.
Want to make some easy money? Do you have opinions about cars, beer, pets, kids, shopping, wildlife, healthcare, household cleaner, internet, cell phones, or anything else under the sun? Not only will they listen to your opinions, they'll pay cash to get them. Check out fieldwork.com and click on Denver to qualify. Fieldwork.com pays you for your opinions. That's right, cash for your thoughts. There is no sales involved. Check out fieldwork.com today. The process is simple. Log on, qualify, participate, and start making money today. That's fieldwork.com.
Rocky Mountain News endorsed Tancredo and described him as a great deal more than a single-issue candidate. He is a rare fiscal conservative, an advocate for human rights around the globe, and a tax hawk. That's Tom Tancredo. And what about his opponent? Well, he's a liberal lawyer who apparently believes that desperation is an excuse for despicable behavior and has views that the Rocky Mountain News says frankly don't appear terribly well-informed. Tom Tancredo. Endorsed by the Post and the News, the National Vietnam and Gulf War Veterans Coalition, Citizens Against Government Waste, and the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Tom Tancredo, our best choice for Congress.
I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad, where Iraq's defense minister has just canceled leave for army officers ahead of a possible verdict in Saddam Hussein's first trial. There is worry here a guilty verdict and death sentence on Sunday could ratchet up the violence. Chris Reed is a former regime crimes liaison officer who helped set up the Iraqi High Tribunal, and he says the timing of the verdict was the decision of the Iraqi judges.
Nobody has control over the security situation. We would have liked to see completed
acquitted and the verdict in months ago.
The decision by the defense minister comes the same day that U.S. National Intelligence Director John Negroponte arrived here for talks, and more than 50 bodies were discovered in Baghdad.
I'm Jim Taylor. The man who keeps us honest in Iraq is going to be out of a job, as a special inspector general, Stuart Bowen's investigations have exposed shoddy construction in Iraq, sending American occupation officials to jail.
It's been extremely effective. And they are really the only ones out there giving an honest assessment of how money is being spent.
Daniel Bryan, Project on Government Oversight, lamenting the termination of Bowen's very position, the order tucked away in a huge military authorization bill signed by President Bush a couple of weeks ago. Reporting live, Jim Taylor, CBS News.
I'm Jim Shenevy. There's good news for the White House today in the latest jobless figures from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate fell last month to 4.4%, its lowest level in 5 years, although Wall Street was expecting a little more than the 92,000 jobs added in October. A gay man in Denver claiming that one of the nation's top evangelical ministers had an affair with him.
He had a relationship with me. We had gay sex.
Mike Jones made the charges against the Reverend Ted Haggard, forcing him to step down as head of the National Association of Evangelicals, at least for the time being. Back at his church in Colorado Springs.
I would hope that people would just wait and just see what comes out.
Truth will prevail, that truth would be known, that the truth will come out, and that our pastor will be back on the pulpit sooner than later.
My response will always be that he is still my pastor. I still love him.
There's been an arrest in the murder of former world heavyweight boxing champ Trevor Burbick in Jamaica. Police in Kingston arresting Burbick's 20-year-old nephew. President Bush out on the stump again for Republican candidates. Stops in Colorado, Iowa, and Missouri 4 days before the midterm elections. Back in June, the president made a stop in Seattle. His motorcade was passing a school bus filled with kids returning from a field trip when the president's SUV slowed down and he waved to the children. The bus driver waved back. It was a single-finger salute, and it cost Sarah Nagowski her job, Republican Congressman Dave Reichert.
This is a person who acted in an inappropriate way in front of our children, and it needed to be called to the attention of her boss. It's that simple.
Nagowski is now appealing her termination. She says the only one who saw her flip Mr. Bush the bird was the president himself. S&P futures right now up 3. This is CBS News.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Former male prostitute says he had gay sex with Colorado Springs pastor Ted Haggard. Haggard releasing a statement about the allegations. Jerry Bell with more.
Resigned his leadership post with the National Association of Evangelicals, and he's taking a leave of absence from the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. All this while the accusations of a gay affair are being investigated. In a written statement, Haggard says, quote, I hope to be able to discuss this matter in more detail at a later date.
A nationally known voice recognition expert believes the voicemails left for the male escort, Mike Jones, are from Pastor Haggard. Nine News hired a voice recognition expert, Richard Sanders, who analyzed the voicemails. In his initial report, he found that of the 12 single words that were recorded, the same on both recordings, nine of those matched up perfectly. That's a look at news on AM 760. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, a look at traffic with Gina Michaels and your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're in pretty good shape for our Friday. Still running clear of any major wrecks
or issues on the freeways. Southbound 25, still pretty jammed from I-70 to downtown this morning, as is your drive through Thornton North Glen. In Aurora, 225 starting to drag northbound at Parker, and we have much busier conditions on that southbound side as well at Alameda and again at Yosemite via DTC Drive. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds through midday, turning mostly sunny, continued warming, high of 64, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Chrysler dealer during the 2006 Chrysler model year-end clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on 2006 Chrysler Town & Country in Pacifica. Hurry to your Chrysler dealer. This offer ends soon.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Fall's here, and that means shorter days and messy weather. Don't let dim or burned-out headlamps put you in danger. Get to AutoZone today for great savings on headlights. Right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, save a big $10 by mailing rebate when you buy a set of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights. And you'll get brighter, wider lights than ordinary halogen headlights. So see farther, see wider, see better, and see terrific savings at AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 high today, 62, intermittent clouds, and it's open phones this morning. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600 tonight. Mary and I will be in Fort Collins, that's at 6 o'clock, for a big rally for Angie Piccioni, and you're welcome, the public's welcome. Come join us. That's at Angie's campaign headquarters, 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins, and we'll see you out there tonight at 6 o'clock. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. There's plenty in the news to talk about, including this whole thing with the Reverend Ted Haggard, which I suppose a lot of us could get on the air, and I suppose a lot of us could get on the air, and a lot of us could laugh, a lot of us could gloat, and we could say, well, here's another example of somebody who came out and has come out and has profited and used the wedge issue of gay marriage and these things against him are allegations. But as I said last hour, I just feel sorry for evangelicals because they just don't get it. They don't get the fact that they get used by these people. And that these people are basically about power and about money. And not about saving souls. And not about doing God's work. They're about acquiring power. It's a powerful thing to be in this position to call Karl Rove or call the White House. And if you read the David Quill book, Tempting Faith, they're basically, these evangelicals are basically, they're just basically getting used. It's basically they're getting used. That's basically what it's about. So I'm not sure there's any joy in this, and I don't know. If you live in Colorado Springs, maybe you might want to weigh in on this. Maybe you want to weigh on it anyway. You can go ahead. It doesn't make any difference. You can talk about anything that's gone on this week or anything that may be on your mind, because that's what Fridays is all about. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Julie in Broomfield. Julie, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to talk about John McCain.
Sure.
Nobody's really talked about John McCain, and it kind of was the last straw for me with him, with the John Kerry thing. I'm a huge, huge John Kerry fan. I think there's nobody out there more for our country and our troops than John Kerry. And for John McCain to say that John Kerry needs to apologize, I was so mad. I was upset. And I'll be the first to say it, I guess. I think John McCain has sold his soul to George Bush. And I appreciate him being in the service. I'm married to a Desert Storm vet myself. It goes to bed in pain every day, every night. that he's not about to sell his soul to George Bush. And I'm tired of John McCain not sticking up for our troops and for the people that are fighting for our troops. And I'm just not hearing Randy or anybody talking about it, or maybe they are and I'm just missing it. But I just want to put that out there. When is John McCain going to get a spine and tell George to, you know what, and to start fighting for our troops?
Well, McCain's got this kind of unique aura around him that the press has given him, and they give him a huge pass, the media does, that he's got this straight talk express and that he's a guy who tells it like it is. But in reality, if you really look at what he's up to is he's very much working on the next presidential campaign. And along with doing that, he is turning around and striking deals with the devil right and left, such as going to Jerry Falwell's university, such as going to Pat Jones University in South Carolina, hanging around with people who he normally would not hang out with. The guy who made the terrible Harold Ford attack ad for the Republican National Committee, you know, the one with the blonde, said, "Call me, Harold. I met you at a Playboy party." That guy used to work for Walmart and got fired from Walmart because of the ad, because of pressure, because he had made the ad. And John McCain's campaign turned right around and picked the guy up. So McCain largely gets a pass in the national media, but he is not the Saint McCain that he pawns himself off to be. And as a matter of fact, that whole anti-torture struggle that he went through with the White House, that didn't amount to anything because the president issued a signing statement. And so now the president's just going to do exactly what he wants, and McCain just keeps his mouth shut.
Well, it's almost like maybe George is blackmailing him or something. That's to the point where I am with John McCain, because, you know, I won't vote for John McCain ever. He's a puppet. He just basically is letting George pull his strings, and then he kind of feels a little guilty, I think, once in a while, so he'll say something more pro-troops, but then George just pulls him right back. And I'm really tired of it. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I have a brother-in-law who was in the military as well, and he loves John McCain, and he listens to him very much and listens to whatever he says. And I think people need to know that, I'm sorry, but he doesn't have a spine. He can't make up his own mind.
Well, he's playing a deliberate game. He's playing a deliberate balancing act, and he's working on a deliberate public image. And he has been for a long, long time, and he's not seduced by George W. Bush. He's seduced by the idea of going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, he stands on a platform with a man who viciously smeared him in South Carolina, and he gives this guy a hug. I mean, John McCain is a nice guy, but he has no integrity.
Right.
He's got no integrity.
Absolutely.
And it's sad. It's sad that he wants to be the president that much. And in the last poll I saw of possible presidential contenders, he was second to Rudy Giuliani. So we'll have to see where that goes. And Giuliani's got some problems of his own.
Absolutely. I would not let him be campaigning for me, because I turned that commercial off. I don't want anything to do with him either.
Yeah, exactly. Julie, thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, I just wanted to say I love your show, and I also enjoy listening to you and Pat from Broomfield. So I'm sorry to hear she's moving.
Yeah, me too. She's
well,
good
thank
people.
You.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself about Rudy Giuliani, who stands up there at the last Republican National Convention and does all this praising of George W. Bush. And here's a guy who represents views that are exactly 180 degrees opposite. They're 180 degrees opposite of Rudy Giuliani's views, and particularly in areas like, you know, gay rights. Nancy, Highlands Ranch. Nancy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to talk about the thing with John Kerry that happened this week, where he made a joke about George Bush and the Republicans said he's not patriotic, and then he took a really strong stance and said that the Republicans are so dishonest, and then all of a sudden he retracted and he won't campaign for the Democrats anymore.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what's up with that? What do you think?
What I fix up with that is I think that he yielded again to pressure, I think. I don't think it speaks very well of him. I think that he should have handled the whole thing completely different than he did. He should have said, I botched this joke. If you misunderstand what I'm saying and it offends you, I'm sorry. But this is what I really meant to say, and it's an important point. And then he should have taken off after the president.
Mm-hmm.
But he did come out swinging, and that was great. And it gave a lot of us hope, just like when Bill Clinton went after Chris Wallace, and a lot of us were thrilled.
Yes.
And then he suddenly turns around, issues a written statement, and then disappears, saying that he doesn't want to be a distraction to these campaigns. And on one point, I can see that, but on the other point, it's kind of like, well, he went ahead and did it again. He went ahead,
right.
and he gave in.
But it almost, it's like this is the real issue, the fact that the Republicans are twisting around what he's saying and making him sound unpatriotic for their gain. I mean, that almost is the whole issue behind why we want to get the Republicans out of the House, because they twist around everything and they're not honest about anything. And it's almost a perfect example of that. I mean, I think he should have just ran with it. And I think if he had any aspirations of running in 2008, it killed that.
Well, I think it does hurt it. And I think there are a lot of people who are angry. And I certainly got a lot of angry email about how could he have done this and we want him out of the way and blah, 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 including the argument I got in with the guy on the phone about how he should drop out of the party. And all of that is nonsense. I mean, if he wants to try to run in 08, he should go ahead and try to run in 08. But the lesson to me is that we don't have to be nasty. We don't have to be nasty, dirty, nasty, like the Republicans are, such as what they did in the 7th Congressional District, sending out notices about Ed Perlmutter being soft on crime, which is an old charge, and then sending them in the form of sexual offender notifications. I mean, that's what the little cards that they sent out, that's what they look like. We don't have to be nasty, nasty like that, but I think what we do have to do is stop allowing ourselves to be 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week punching bags for these people, and instead standing up and putting it and taking it to them.
I agree. And I was so proud of him when he did stand up and, you know, he held a press conference and he said all of the right stuff. And then the next day, the headline is, you know, he's crawling under a rock. And I was just very upset by that. I mean, I would not, if he does run for president again, I would not support him. If he can't, you know, continue this one little fight about this thing where he's not even up for re-election, and it was a matter of a joke, then, you know, do we want him to really lead us on important issues?
No, I don't.
Right.
I don't. All right. Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Open phones, three open lines at 303-713-7600. If you're just tuning in saying, gee, what are they focused on? What are they talking about? We're talking about anything and everything, from Ted Haggard all the way to Iraq to just about anything that you want to get into this morning. That's what open phones are all about. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7, the show available in podcast at am760.net, and the weekend is here, so we ought to get out and celebrate. Let's check a look at some weekend traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, still a good-looking drive. Not a lot to worry about as you make your way into work or school this morning. At least no major interstate issues. Just the usual push on now on highways across the Front Range, including I-70. A lot more buildup westbound at Peoria. Eastbound as you approach I-25 and no problems out to DIA. Still have a busy drive into downtown. The tech center on the increase from Arapahoe to Bellevue. C-470 in the south. Still at good speeds except for that usual stretch through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, high clouds through midday turning mostly sunny. Continued warming, high of 64. Currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Jeep dealer during the 2006 Jeep model year in clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on the entire 2006 Jeep lineup. Hurry to your Jeep dealer. This offer ends soon.
Before the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans' benefits, healthcare funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans' benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans' issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
Let it play. This is great. Living in your own private Idaho, man. All I need is a double wide, a swimming pool, a chain link fence, a couple of pit bulls, and I'm set. Oh, and a gigantic dish TV on top of my double wide. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Hi today. 62, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? We're here to do it. All right. Let's go to Tanya in Highlands Ranch. Tanya, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I just called in about John Kerry and his faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it interesting that this is the biggest thing that we have to talk about in this country.
Well,
I mean, it's interesting.
Wait a minute. It's open phones. So if you don't want to talk about John Kerry, talk about something else.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying your show, but I'm just saying, you know, the news media keeps playing this. It was the lead story the day that he did it, the lead story the day after he did it. It was on the morning shows. And it's like, enough. You know, the guy made a mistake.
Well, it's because the Republicans take things like that and they drive them, and we don't do this. We don't do the same thing. I mean, I think somebody should have. And I tried all day yesterday morning. I tried to get people to call in to talk about the fact that John Boehner had essentially turned around and diss the armed services by blaming them for the fault of what's going on in Iraq, when clearly the decisions, the big decisions, are made in the Oval Office, and there were very few people who ever came forward in any way, shape, or form to get on John Boehner's case. He virtually got away unscathed.
I'm not familiar with John Boehner.
Oh, he's the House Majority Leader. Do we still have that cut, John, of John Boehner? We still have. Hang on a second, and I'll play it for you, and then you can just tell me what you think about this. Because what he said is obviously a dodge, and he was trying to pass the blame farther down the line. And here's John Boehner in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer.
And Congresswoman Joanne Davis, Republican of Virginia, is probably the only thing in my life I've ever agreed with Hillary Clinton about. He's probably a nice guy, but I don't think he's a great Secretary of Defense.
Wolf, I understand that, but let's not blame what's happening in Iraq on Rumsfeld.
But he's in charge of the military.
But the fact is, the generals on the ground are in charge, and he works closely with them and the president.
See?
Hmm. They're very good at passing the buck. They're very good at deflecting the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, where's the outrage over that? There's no outrage.
Well, I guess that's why I'm calling in, is because I'm tired of them trying to change the conversation when there's so many more important things and so many more important concerns, and I think Americans are smart enough to see their game. I hope so. My first thought was, oh, this is going to be, you know, a two-day story, and it's gone on and on, and then the president, and it's just, you know, you're not in a fight with John Kerry anymore. You're in a fight to save Americans.
Well, it's got a downside and it's got an upside. The downside of it is that Kerry had a really, really good point to make, and that he messed it up. And that the administration is very, very good, and the GOP is very, very good at taking something out of context, which they did, and then blowing it way, way up. The upside of it is that it forces George W. Bush and it forces Dick Cheney to get out and to talk about Iraq. And I haven't talked to everybody in the country, but if you look at all the polls, including the last one taken that I just saw, which is the CBS New York Times poll, the GOP loses when it comes to the subject of Iraq. And then George Bush made it even worse by saying that he thought Rumsfeld was doing a great job, and that he hopes Rumsfeld sticks totally and completely around for the rest of his term.
Yeah, that
makes
it bizarre.
That makes it even worse.
Well, and then why did he add Dick Cheney's name to that? I mean, is the vice president going somewhere?
But he also wants to give the vice president high fives, and it's clear that the country,
we don't feel that way.
Whether they're Republican or Democrat or wherever they stand, that the majority of this country wants a change. We want a change in direction, and he's not willing to give it to us. So I think that's the upside of all of that. Tanya, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Listen, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Mary in Denver. Mary, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
John McCain suffered years under Vietnamese imprisonment, and he never gave up a word, and they offered him the presidency, and he's rolling over and playing dead. That's all we need to know about him. Anybody attacks my family, I'll be damned if I'm even going to smile at him, shake hands with him, anything. The kinds of things we Americans believe in, and one of the main things is protecting our family. And they attacked his family, and oh, let's let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, see, when he had that campaign shot with Bush in 2004 in Arizona, mm-hmm. and he's got his arms around him, after what Rove and Bush had done to him in South Carolina.
Yep.
I just went, okay, I see where that is coming from.
That tells me all I need to know about that man.
Yep, that's exactly right.
One more thing, Jay. You know, it is sad about this preacher, but, you know, they got off on jumping on Don Kerry for nothing, and I think God just kind of said, oh, yeah, well, take this, and threw out another Republican sex scandal.
You know, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if what happened there is true, or if it's alleged, or what the story is. I'll go back to what I said since 6 o'clock this morning. I feel sorry for evangelicals, because as mean-spirited and as uncompromising and as one way as they can be, they just don't get it that they're getting used by these people. They're getting used by the Republican Party. They're getting used by their own leadership, and they don't understand it. And they just keep repeating it, and they keep moving back into that same pattern again and again and again and again. And there's got to be something going on there that leads people to get into these situations and not see what's really happening here.
Yeah, it's self-hatred, I think.
I don't know what it is.
Channel 9 has done some voice recognition stuff, and,
right.
and it's coming out positive. So, and I heard earlier that he has admitted to some guilt. So it's looking good for us, anyway. I mean,
well,
we've got to capitalize on everything just like they do.
Well, the only thing I hope comes...
This is our country. I'm ready to play dirty a little bit. I mean, you know...
Well,
not give up our values, but, you know, we're taking back our country here. And then once we get the Democrats in, we're going to hold their feet to the fire, because they're not all that either.
I agree. And the only thing I hope is that I hope that it disenchants more evangelical voters and that they stay home. That's all I hope. And if they'll stay home and if we'll turn out, then it'll just make things better for us. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. And we've got a bunch of sound on this whole Haggard thing, and maybe we'll roll some for you to listen to coming up here on this whole Haggard thing. And if you live in Colorado Springs, maybe you might want to comment on this. And if I got any evangelicals listening, and I don't know that I do, but if I do and you want to call up and tell me how you feel about having this latest bomb dropped on you, 303-713-7600, it's 731. 31 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, pretty smooth so far. At least we're collision-free on both I-25 and I-70. You got a lot of company across the north side of town, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, eastbound lanes of 270 across Commerce City, and no real change for your downtown commute. It's busy. Keep in mind, too, traffic a little slower than usual along I-25 if you're south of the city. CDOT's doing all that prep work from Wolfensberger to Founders Parkway. All the lanes are open, but the speed limit's down to 55.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I won tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
So there's this big bowl of leftover Halloween candy. All that temptation and you with a big bowl of goodies. Well, here's a horrifying thought. You and that candy bowl are kind of like our state legislators and lobbyists. At the state capitol, the lobbyists present legislators with a big bowl of goodies better than candy. Sports tickets, handheld computers, exotic trips. Who can resist the temptation? Vote yes on Amendment 41. No more special treats, no more trips, no more handouts. Think lobbyists get upset when we try to take away their candy? You bet. That's why they'll stretch the truth and make up scary tales to protect their little racket. The Denver Post dismissed the lobbyists' claims as theatrical and called Amendment 41 a blueprint for ethics. The Denver Post and other leading newspapers have endorsed Amendment 41. Vote yes on 41 so we can empty that bowl of treats by banning gifts from lobbyists. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com.
Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 62. Intermittent clouds. Got a little blue out there. A little cloudiness out there, too. And it's Friday. Join Mary and I in Fort Collins tonight for a get-out-the-vote rally for Angie Piccioni. And that starts at 6 at Angie's headquarters, 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. And we'll see you out there tonight at 6. But we'll be there a little earlier. We'll be there much earlier than 6. So it should be a pretty good time. Okay, it's open phones, and anything you want to talk about is fine. And we go to Frank in Highlands Ranch. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I just want to make a couple comments here about what Bush's statement was after the Kerry comments. And basically, first of all, Jay, I'd say that you're plenty smart, but there's something some people aren't seeing. The president said the people, that his troops, are plenty smart and plenty brave. And that's a qualifier that's a negative qualifier. That doesn't mean they're smart. That means they're plenty smart. So I think nobody's making that point, that he's the one that should be apologizing to the troops for saying that, you know, if they're plenty smart to do their job, and their job is to be cannon fodder, well, basically, they could be a tree. And that's what the president's telling them. I think he owes an apology.
Well, I think he owes an apology for a lot of things. I mean, I think... It amazes me that, and we have this somewhere. John's got it somewhere. I don't know if we still got it or not. The audio of him at that banquet where he's making fun of not finding any weapons of mass destruction. Meanwhile,
outrageous.
Yeah, they're all sitting around laughing. Yeah, we've got it here. Listen, let me play it. Listen to this. Here we go.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
All right. That's not funny.
It's absolutely not funny.
But nobody...
Consider the lives that have been lost.
But nobody. But you know what? Nobody... Who jumped up and started screaming about that? Who raised their hand and then said, well, wait a minute, you shouldn't be acting that way? And if you look at shots of the crowd, Joe Lieberman's out there laughing.
Right. And that's why it's not in the favor of the Democratic Party today.
By the way, let me break in and give everybody this information. Mike Jones, this guy who alleged that he had this relationship with Ted Haggard, has failed a polygraph test, and there are hints of deception. And that's all we know about the story right now, but that he's failed a polygraph test. And that's why I always try to cover myself and be safe by saying alleged. All right, Frank, go ahead. Get back to what you were saying.
Well, that's my point, that I just wanted to make sure that people realize that the president needs to be the one, and we need to get the press out there to talk about that and to understand words are powerful, but and they can be misconstrued, and they can be misconstrued with many people. And Bush is the master of it, but nobody hits him up on it, and I just think that's outrageous. That's my point.
I have to agree with you. I mean, he makes statements, and the statements bear cross-examination from whoever is interviewing him, such as when George Stephanopoulos had that interview with him, and he made the claim that we're not about stay the course. And then it turns out through research that and then the White House comes out, Tony Snow comes out and says, well, I can only count 8 times that the president has said stay the course. And then it turns out through research it's something like 63 times. And everybody knows that it's stay the course, but Stephanopoulos let him get away. Stephanopoulos didn't say anything. Stephanopoulos just let it go. And I don't know what it is because I'm not a news person, but I think if you're interviewing somebody and you badger them too much or you push on them too much, I think you suffer backlash, and I know I certainly have, and so you start to get into the position of, well, there's only so much I can do, and there's only so much I can, there's only so far I can push, and then I can't push any farther, because if I do, then I'm a bully. And then maybe that's how correspondents feel.
I don't know. Well, I do know that Tony Snow has redefined the term snow jock. And we need to look at what he says a lot closer to.
I would agree there. Thanks, Frank.
Okay. All right.
All right. See you later.
Friday. Bye.
Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Hey, man. I'm hanging in here.
Good. Hey, I wanted to give you my take on the John Kerry thing and why I think it's resonating and it continues to live on. First of all, we got to keep in mind that John Kerry said the things that he said in the 70s when he came back from Vietnam. But I think the second issue here, and this goes across the board with the Democrats and the left in this country who for the last, for the last couple of years have said that the war was based on lies and that anybody that supported it was stupid, neocons, you know, all of the words that are out there. We have an all-volunteer military at this point. And you could argue that the guys that were already in before we went into Iraq maybe didn't have any choice in the matter. But there's tens of thousands that have volunteered since the war started. There's tens of thousands that have re-upped since the war started. And to be out there saying that anybody that supports the war is an idiot or is stupid and believes lies, well, there's tens of thousands of them that are actually over there fighting right now. So it's difficult for you to say, well, I support the troops, but I don't support the effort. And by the way, the people that are here in this country that support the effort, I think you guys are idiots, but those of you that actually volunteered to go over there after we, the left, have told you that this is based on lies and that anybody that believes it are stupid, well, you guys really aren't. We support you. And I think that that's the undertone that's not discussed in this whole issue, is it's nearly impossible from my vantage point for you to be able to support the troops but not the mission when they're volunteers.
Well, my reaction to what you're saying, I mean, I look at it a couple of ways. First of all, if you read what John Kerry said, he was not saying that the troops were stupid. You're buying the Republican snip of taking something out of context and then driving it into 8 or 9 news cycles. So what you really need to do is you need to go back and look the speech up and read what he had to say. I mean, it's clear, if you read the entire thing, it's clear that he was not calling the troops stupid. That's number one. Number two, you can be a supporter of the troops, but have a disagreement about foreign policy. Now, we had a guy on yesterday, Paul Rykoff, from the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Group, which is nonpartisan, and they have online a report card that you can go look at.
Yep, I am.
And some of the biggest supporters of this war, some of the biggest mouthy supporters of this war, have not only not ever worn the uniform themselves, but have very, very poor records when it comes to voting for things that support the troops. They have very, very poor voting records. And you can support the troops and want the best for the country's young people, but not agree with how the troops are being used and not agree with what's going on. And anybody who defends the war, anybody who defends the occupation, whatever label you want to put on it,
mm-hmm.
can't truthfully say that it has been successful.
Well, I think you can. Has it been as successful as it could have been?
Well, with the amount of deaths, both Iraqi and American, with your own United States government and the slide chart that was out yesterday from CENTCOM showing that it is in chaos, drifting towards more chaos, when you've got people like John Warner, who's not a liberal, And you've got people, other Republicans, who are speaking out. What part? I'm just interested. What part of this do you deem a success?
Well, the fact that the country, the regime that was there is gone. There is a new government in place. There has been several votes already. I understand that there's a lot of chaos that's still going on over there, Jay. But in my mind, we had two paths that we could have taken. If you look back at previous military conflicts, and let's look at World War II for a moment, and I'm not comparing World War II to Iraq, but with both the Nazi regime and Imperial Japan, we broke the people. We absolutely broke them. We didn't do that in Iraq. We fought a war in a different way, and there's obviously been pitfalls to it. And I think that as long as we stay on this path, which I think is okay, this is going to be one of the issues that we have to deal with.
Well, see, you make the statement that well, we toppled Saddam Hussein, and you know they went to the polls and they voted, and see, those are all you know those are all Republican talking points. I mean, let me finish. We hear the same thing out of the administration, and that's all fine. But if you go look at the makeup of the government,
mm-hmm.
if you go look at the makeup of what's happening with the government's not functional. The government is not functional. Things are so bad there that Maliki, 3-4 days ago, turned around and ordered Iraqi officials to stop providing body counts. No more body counts to the media. The government is not functional. It does not have control of the country. It cannot agree within itself on what to do.
I agree.
You've got a guy, Maliki, who owes his power to this guy Sadr and the Mehdi army, so he can't disarm them. Everything that he has said he would do, everything that we claim that we would do in regards to stabilizing the country has gone wrong and gone south. Dick Cheney, everything that Dick Cheney has said about this thing since the beginning to the end has turned out to be wrong. And on a regular basis, the President of the United States stands up at campaign rallies and stands up, gets on television in interviews, and doesn't tell the truth of the true statement about what's going on the ground there, lies to the American people, and there's a good reason why George W. Bush only appears before military crowds or heavily screened audiences, because he couldn't appear before regular Americans because they would call his bluff over this stuff.
Jay, I think that you would have to admit that on both sides, whether it's from the Republicans or the Democrats, clearly there's spin. The Republicans spin it to be better than it is. The Democrats spin it to be worse than it is.
No, I don't think we're spinning it to be worse than it is. I think what we're doing is we're looking at the casualty rates, and I think what we're doing is we're looking at the state of the country, and we're looking at the fact that people are either fleeing the country or that they are now going through a kind of ethnic cleansing where they're moving out of their neighborhoods to move into neighborhoods where they feel that they're safer. So Sunnis are increasingly living in Sunni neighborhoods, and Shia are increasingly living in Shia neighborhoods. And there's so much going on wrong. Good Lord, man. How long have we been there now? Steve, how long have we been in Iraq?
We've been there for almost 5 years.
They do not have more than 6 hours of electricity a day.
Plus, on top of that,
the taxpayer is being ripped off. You and I are being ripped off at an enormous rate by contractors.
Well, the issue to me is this. You bring up the casualties, and I understand. Obviously, we want to keep casualties to a minimum. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at this situation, in any historical perspective, I mean, for God's sakes, Jay, this country here lost 600,000 people going through a civil war. We're still the greatest country in the world.
But we didn't go through a civil war by choice. We went into Iraq by choice on faulty intelligence, manufactured information, and outright lies.
Okay, and I wouldn't agree with that. The point I'm making is you can't, how can you possibly say, well, there's civil war going on in Iraq right now, so the whole thing is a failure. in 1864 in this country, were we a failure because we were going through a civil war?
It's a failure because we cannot stabilize the country because we went there with no plan. We have no plan to get out. And it's a failure.
It's a failure
because the government that has been installed is not a functioning government. All right, I got to go do some business. Thanks for the
call, Jake.
Man. I appreciate it. It's 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, uneventful so far around Metro Denver, so that's good news for you as you make your way out. Normal buildup now along I-25 through the Tech Center and into downtown. 225 loaded up as typical at Parker, Alameda, and Yosemite. Southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen in a holding pattern from 104th to 84th, so definitely give yourself more time there. And don't forget that project affecting Parker between Lehigh and 225 still have left lane restrictions. Weather today, high clouds through midday, then it'll turn sunny, continued warm, high of 64, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Visit your Dodge dealer during the 2006 Dodge Model Year End Clearance and take advantage of
those long Colorado winters. Bring them on! That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Do my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
7:52. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Did I get that right? I think I did. And here's one thing I'm going to get right. Rocky's matching down incentive is going on past October. So if you still want to get out there and put down the $1,500 and then they put down $1,500 and you have $3,000 towards your next car, you can do it. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And it's also a great time to shop for an all-new four-wheel drive vehicle or a front-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. Rocky's Autos is Colorado's number one volume dealer. They have a huge selection, over 600 clean, used vehicles of every kind you can think of. I mean, they got something for just about everybody. And Mary and I have been shopping at Rocky's. Well, we've been doing it since really the 90s. And everybody we know we send to Rocky's. And I get tons of emails from people who say, hey, thanks for sending us to Rocky's Autos. Get out there and see my friends at Rocky's Autos. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, any of the great people working at Rocky's. And there's over 100 people out there, and they are geared to making your buying experience a good one. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that, and get the vehicle that you really, really want. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know, you buy a new car, you roll that car off the lot, you take the depreciation. You immediately lose money. So why not let somebody else lose money, and you get a deal at Rocky's Autos? It's that simple. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and Operation Freebird coming up November the 11th. I'll be telling you more about that very, very soon.
Keep your smile on.
I've got this fine sandwich. Freshly baked bread, roast beef, and cheddar looking extra sharp. But without Lay's potato chips, man, it's just lovely. You see, no matter how fine a sandwich is, it's not complete without that light, crispy, irresistible taste of Lay's. A sandwich in Lay's. Soul Mates.
Keep your smile on.
Drop by Quiznos now for a delicious toaster sub, a bag of irresistible Lay's potato chips, and a refreshing Pepsi.
A billiards room, a home theater room, a playroom, maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, lay a little Zeppelin on you. 7:55, 5 minutes before the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 62, intermittent clouds. And that guy, what's that guy's name? Because I have trouble keeping track of all of this stuff. This guy Jones, Mike Jones, failed a lie detector test in this whole Haggard situation. So we'll have to see where that leads. It's open phones, and coming up next after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Christy Harvey, and we've got a bunch of other people to talk to, and then we'll take more of your phone calls, too. Let me go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay. I wanted to respond to that last caller. He brought up a point, you know, about the people who re-upped and went after the war started and went over there. Are they idiots? Do we think they're stupid or anything like that? My son-in-law is one of those people. He re-upped after the war started, and knowing full well that he was going to end up over there, and he went. And I asked him why, and he said the reason I'm there is two reasons. One, the war was wrong. He said we should never have been there. We should have stayed in Afghanistan and done that job. He said we put our troops in harm's, for one thing, we put our troops in harm's way. I'm going over there to help protect them. And two, it's the Pottery Barn theory that I think it was Colin Powell espoused. We broke it. We've got it's our responsibility to fix it. And that's why he's there, not because he thought the war was a great thing. He was there to clean up America's mess and to protect our troops that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
No, I don't find anything wrong with that. I don't find anything wrong with it at all. And we should fix it, but the impediment a lot of times to getting it fixed is the Iraqi people themselves.
Yeah.
They're standing in the way because I don't think they really want it.
Yeah. And it's the same thing we had in Vietnam.
I think they'd be happier if we left.
Yeah. I think that, well, it would force them to either, you know, if they really want what we are told they want, it would put them under the gun and force them, all right, if you want this, you better stand up and do it. And, we'd find out the truth, whether they really want it or not.
Yeah, there's just no accountability throughout this whole situation from the beginning, before 9/11, all the way into this thing. There's just no accountability. There's no accountability on the part of anyone.
Bill, well, the accountability had better come this Tuesday.
Well, I hope so, too. Bill,
yeah.
Thanks, man, and good luck to your son.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, talk to you. Coming up next, we'll talk to Christy Harvey, find out what's going on with her, and talk to some other people, including we'll meet the next lieutenant governor of the state of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien, and take more of your calls, too, on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
His music has a message. The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. A 5.5-year low for the U.S. unemployment rate, down in October to 4.4%.
This is some unexpectedly good news on the labor front. It flies in the face of some of the other reports that we've seen this week, which suggested that the economy might be slowing down more than had been previously thought.
Wachovia's Mark Bittner. Still, the 92,000 jobs created last month, well below the 125,000 expected on Wall Street. Ron Blackwell of the AFL-CIO.
There's a lot of people out there that are able to work that simply aren't looking for work because they don't believe it's there.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 14. Four more American GIs dead in Iraq, three soldiers killed by a roadside bomb, a Marine died in a separate incident in Anbar province. A former Army dog handler convicted of abusing detainees of that infamous Abu Ghraib prison has now rejoined his MP unit. Jim Crisula reports.
Sergeant Santos Cardona served 90 days of hard labor with no prison time after being convicted of abusing detainees in Abu Ghraib prison. Now the Army dog handler is heading back to Iraq with his military police unit based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The military refuses to say what Cardona's new duties will be overseas.
The Reverend Ted Haggard, leader of the 30 million member National Association of Evangelicals, has stepped down amid sex and drug allegations leveled by a male prostitute in Denver.
I just couldn't sit back and not say anything. I felt like this just needed to come out, exposing hypocrisy.
Mike Jones, who says he's upset about Haggard's support of a Colorado ballot measure opposing gay marriage. Haggard defended himself on KUSA television.
I haven't had sex with a man in Denver, and I've been faithful to my wife.
Campaign 2006 sure has been interesting. Jim Taylor reports.
One incumbent appears to be running a very tight race in Texas, Republican State Representative Glenda Dawson, who's been dead for more than a month. Her campaign to stay in office continues, though. In fact, a slick campaign mailer is out right now reminding voters of Dawson's achievements. Doesn't mention her demise. Supporters hope she'll win next Tuesday despite being dead. Should that happen, a special election will be held to fill the vacancy in what is a heavily Republican district.
In suburban Chicago, 10 hotel workers have been charged with running an identity theft ring that involved credit cards used to book rooms in Joliet and Romeoville. Prosecutor James Glasgow.
Every credit card that's in everybody's pocket is at risk. Every time you use it, if the people receiving your information are not honest.
Those are mostly motels, including Holiday Inn Express, Super 8, Ramada Inn, and Budget Inn. New York's famed Russian Tea Room reopens today after 11 years and $19 million in renovations. Spokesman Ken Dibberjad.
Everything from the red banquettes on the first floor, our original bar, the iconic revolving doors, everything has been restored to its condition, and we think everyone's going to get a real kick out of it.
He says you can still get dinner for about $75 plus tip. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical study shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Former male prostitute says he had gay sex with Colorado Springs pastor Ted Haggard. Haggard releasing a statement about the allegations. Jerry Bell with more.
resigned his leadership post with the National Association of Evangelicals, and he's taking a leave of absence from the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. All this while the accusations of a gay affair are being investigated. In a written statement, Haggard says, quote, "I hope to be able to discuss this matter in more detail at a later date."
A nationally known voice recognition expert believes the voicemails left for the male escort, Mike Jones, are from Pastor Haggard. Nine News hired a voice recognition expert, Richard Sanders, who analyzed the voicemails. In his initial report, he found that of the 12 single words that were recorded, the same on both recordings, nine of those matched up perfectly. That's a look at news on AM 760. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, a look at traffic with Gina Michaels and your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, traffic heating up a bit now. We've got a couple of major problems. A wreck southbound 225 at Mississippi. It's off on the right-hand shoulder, but we still have debris in the right lane. Delays extending to Colfax. Westbound I-70 affected now just after Peoria. That crash in the fast lane. Watch out for it. Still had very jammed-up conditions southbound 25 coming through Thornton, North Glen. And the same, really, for your ride to downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for high clouds through midday, turning mostly sunny, warm, high of 64, currently 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, helplessly in control of this multi-billion dollar facility. Good Lord, couldn't they get somebody more qualified? Okay, let's talk to, as we always do every Friday, I'm not even reading her resume. So damn long, you can't get through it. How old are you, Christy? About 125?
Yeah, just skip the thing. Come on.
I mean, how many jobs have you... how many jobs have you held?
It's the curse of the new generation. We get bored easily.
Is that what it is? You know, that's true, though. When you look at it, that's true. Most people... I think part of people's economic insecurity...
Oh, yeah,
is
absolutely.
...is the fact that most people change jobs now 9 and 10 times... within a very, very short period of time. And it used to be in the old days, we were the only people who changed jobs because we were always getting blown out and going to the next city to get a gig. And now everybody seems to go through that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, my dad just retired after 35 years as the athletic director for our local high school. And I was like, 35 years? I've been at the center now for 3 years, the Center for American Progress, and I'm like, wow, that's a long time.
It is a long time, isn't it?
But, yeah.
I've never worked anywhere over 6 years.
Really?
That's in 32 years.
I think 6 years is my record. I worked at the Wall Street Journal for 6 years. And was very proud of myself for it.
Oh, geez, maybe we should get into that sometime.
Exactly.
About what it was like working at the Wall Street Journal.
You know, the Washington Bureau is actually pretty liberal. It's just their edit page up in New York that's so conservative.
Conservative? They're out of their freaking minds.
Okay,
half the
crazy.
Time. All right. There's so much going on, and we're getting
so
close now to the election. And I'll just hand the ball to you. Where do you want to start? I'm up for discussing anything you have on your agenda.
I'd like to start with my favorite quote of the week.
Okay.
My favorite quote of the week came from the Iraqi president, President Talabani. And he came out yesterday, and it looked like he was actually trying to help out the Republicans, help out George Bush. And he came out and gave this little press conference about how great the war is going over in Iraq. how it's just fantastic, you know, progress, and we're winning. And near the end of his speech, he said, you know, don't ever call it a civil war. There is no civil war. In fact, this country is going very well. Everything is great. It's just the media that's portraying it poorly. Just direct quote time. Just never mind Baghdad. Just never mind Baghdad.
Yeah, with the exception of Baghdad.
So if you ignore Baghdad, everything's great.
Oh, jeez.
That's like saying, you know, if you ignore her face, she's a beautiful girl.
It's incredible. I mean, I just got through talking to last hour. I got through talking to a conservative caller about this.
Right.
How can anybody? I mean, and this guy was putting up a pretty good rational argument, but it's like, how can anybody think things are okay there, or that they're going okay, or that it's always the same old line about how, well, there's been successes there, we just don't see enough of them.
Well, that's the thing.
But
and
what
Jay,
successes are there?
It's the thing is there were three different stories this week alone that were really scary for the outlook for what's going on over there. And three completely different stories that made me go, oh, okay, like not only are things going poorly, we're looking at some bad times coming up. And the first was, of course, that's the Inspector General report that said that, you know, we've lost all of these weapons over there. That story is really scary. Just in the sheer incompetence, we've lost tens and hundreds of thousands of weapons that were supposed to be going to help us fight the war over there. And we're not talking, you know, switchblades. We're talking, you know, rocket-propelled grenades. We're talking sniper rifles. We're talking shotguns. We're talking hand pistols. And the military didn't write down the serial numbers, didn't track who they were giving the weapons to, and now they're actually in the hands of the insurgents, we think. We don't even know. We have no idea what happened.
No, they could be in somebody's garage somewhere, and they're selling it out of the back of pickup trucks.
Heck yeah. Look under your desk. They could be there. No one knows. But they think they've got a pretty good idea who's got them, and that's the insurgents and the people who are killing Americans. I mean, that's a scary story. And when asked about it, the military said, well, we didn't know the rule about writing down serial numbers on weapons applied over here. Which to me just screamed, what is wrong with Iraq? You know, we don't think the rules for normal warfare, we don't think that the rules for normal actions apply over in Iraq. And it's very scary to me.
But everything over there seems to be messed up. I mean, even the story here from, I think it was either earlier this week or last week, where Pace and Khalilzad are giving a press conference early
right.
in the morning, and
yes.
they have a power failure, and CNN and MSNBC and Fox loses the connection.
Right. If you can't have a press conference about how great things are going, maybe things aren't going very well. And, you know, I'm so naive, Jay. You know, whenever the president says, you know, I'm changing, I'm almost like a battered housewife with him at this point. I always believe him. I always think that, okay, now is the time. And there was that big story last week that we have a timetable and we're going to set benchmarks and everything's going to be okay. And I fell for it and was like, yay, everything's great. And, yeah, not so much. Yesterday he came out and said, you know, I love Rumsfeld, me and Rummy forever. And Rummy never leave me, and I'm going to keep him here until the end of my presidency. And we're actually not going to send any more troops over there to shore things up. And actually, everything that we're doing, we're going to just keep on keeping on, which to me is, you know, the definition of stay the course. So welcome to 2003, 2004, 2005, all over again.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress on the line with us as she's on with us weekly. And then that whole thing about Rumsfeld, too, what do you think that does to Republican candidates who are trying to show some independence from the president by saying, well, like Michael Steele in Maryland says, well, let me put it this way, he wouldn't be my defense secretary.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops.
Thanks for nothing.
Talk about not having coattails. I don't think President Bush gets to wear a coat right now. Nobody wants to be associated with him, and he's out there stumping his heart out, but, you know, he's a liability at this point. and all of his policies. There's nothing that Republican candidates can point to and say, yeah, I'm going to give you more of that. And it's really boding very poorly for the election. You know, they can't point to the national security. They can't point to the war in Iraq. They tried pointing to the economy for a couple of days and then realized that everybody was broke, and so that's not working. They can't point to health care. They can't point to Medicaid. They can't Medicare. You know, anything that they were planning to point to and say, there is a victory from the past couple of years. I will give you more. They've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And, you know, I just think that on Tuesday, that's really gonna hurt a lot of people. Well, and plus, did you see, there was a story yesterday, even if you step outside of all of the issues, there are 15 House seats that are right now in danger and probably going to be lost just from scandal. Just
yeah.
from people who were associated
yeah.
with
well,
trying to cover up Foley or... You know, taking money from Abramoff or the guy in Pennsylvania who choked his mistress. Like, it's that kind of stuff going on.
Well, you can't. There's a thing running on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen it. Somebody put this together where they go around with a camera and they walk up to people and they say, we'll give you $100 or we'll give you $1,000.
I saw that.
Yeah, if you can name within 1 minute. All of the following officials who have been kicked out of the Congress or something, and I'm just paraphrasing, and nobody can do it. Nobody can get through the whole list.
You have to
list.
Do it in one breath.
Oh, that's right. It's really, yeah, that's right. It's in one breath.
And you cannot...
And nobody can get through it.
Name the Republican officials who have been kicked out of office over the past year because they've cheated, lied, stolen stuff, or, you know, messed around where they weren't supposed to. You can't physically do it. It's like that thing in college where you can't eat 12 saltines in a minute. You can't name all of the crooked politicians, Republican politicians, without taking a new breath. It's
yeah,
crazy.
You can't. And the weird thing is, talking about Bush being a liability, if he's such a liability, why does Conrad Burns, who's in a close race, or Jim Talent, who's also locked in a close race with Claire McCaskill, why would they have George W. Bush come in and campaign for them? And Marilyn Musgrave here did it too, had him come in and campaign for her.
I think when you are so desperate that there is no way out, then you rely on at least trying to get a name in like President Bush. I mean, look at poor Conrad Burns specifically. You know, people know that he walked up to firefighters and started yelling at them for not doing more. Volunteer firefighters from Virginia came up to fight the fires they were having in Montana, yelled at them for not doing more to save some houses of some of his rich friends. You know, people remember that kind of thing. People know, people can see through a lot, and people know when you're not a good person. And I think that, you know, people have been, for the past few elections, you know, relying on spin, relying on fear, relying on bigotry, relying on elitism, relying on their ability to tap into the worst in all of us to win their elections. And I think finally people are saying out there, we're done. You know, we're over this. We have given you a shot. You couldn't handle it. We're tired of everybody dying in Iraq. We're tired of being broke. And this election is a chance for us to stand up and say something.
Yeah.
I think.
I
hope.
I got one last story for you. Check this out.
Okay.
And then, of course, you got to give me one last one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A school bus, yeah, I know you've heard this one. A school bus driver fired after she repeatedly made an obscene gesture at President Bush has filed a union grievance in an attempt to get her job back. The 43-year-old driver... whose name was not released, why I'd release her name and give her a medal, was driving a middle school children back to school on June 16th when President and Republican Representative Dave Rickert drove slowly by in a motorcade. From the bus, the children waved with the windows down in their car. Bush and Rickert waved back. That's when the driver gave the president the finger. According to Rickert.
I'm sorry, that's such a funny story.
And she gets fired because of it. Because
okay.
She gave the president the finger.
Now, I will admit that my mother did raise me to be a lady. I do not give the finger to people when I drive by them.
No, you're liable to get shot. But
it's poor manners, you know. You send thank you notes when someone gives you something nice, and you don't flip the bird when you drive by people on the highway.
Yeah,
However, getting fired for it, I mean, come on.
But it begs the question. But it begs this question. If you were driving by the street,
yes,
and you looked out at your left-hand window,
yes,
and you saw George W. Bush in a car.
It actually happens quite frequently here in Washington. The motorcades.
All right, and he had his window down.
Uh-huh.
And your eyes met his eyes. Would you wave and say, hello, Mr. President?
Okay, well, he knows
would you
better
scream,
than...
Would you scream, get out of Iraq? Would you flip him the bird? What would you do?
I have to admit that he knows better than to have his window down to make eye contact here in Washington. People are not big
fans of our most famous neighbors.
If you had 1 second to get your message to the president, I have to say that maybe flipping the bird is a very... It's effective. It's concise. It gets your point across. I can't say that I wouldn't make my mother exception.
Wouldn't you do it?
I hope that Trudy's not listening right now.
Wouldn't you do it?
I think I might.
Yeah. See, you can't resist, right?
You really can't.
And if it's Dick Cheney, you give two fingers up.
I think Dick Cheney might actually warrant a moon.
And then what will end up happening is you'll find yourself detained and tortured and waterboarded. Because
exactly.
Dick doesn't think it's any big deal to take somebody and drown them. You know?
Oh, no. He actually thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea.
All right. Any under-the-radar stories we don't know about?
Well, did you see that the lawmaker down in Florida finally resigned? There was a lawmaker in Florida who had a little problem with drinking and dialing. And, you know, you have a couple glasses of wine, and all of a sudden you find yourself on the phone with, you know, your ex from college. You know, people, it's quite the moral hangover that you have. But this guy was calling up, he was going out, getting drunk, and calling up fellow lawmakers and yelling racial epithets at them. And they accused him of this past summer, and he said, no, didn't do it. That was not true. Didn't happen. And he finally did it a couple of weeks ago and left a voicemail in which he was screaming curse words, he used the N-word, and he was busted. And so yet another Republican lawmaker caught on tape, and he finally did resign this week.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Exactly, Jay.
All right, Christy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, and let's hope we have something to celebrate. And maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you, hopefully, on Wednesday morning.
Fantastic.
And get your your take on what happens across the country.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Christy. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We love her. It's 8:21.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Need warming, high of 64, currently 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Chrysler dealer during the 2006 Chrysler model year-end clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on 2006 Chrysler Town & Country and Pacifica. Hurry to your Chrysler dealer. This offer ends soon.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton says drug and alcohol abuse is starting earlier than ever before. Kids are under peer pressure at the elementary level. Parents, do your part by educating your kids at a young age. A heart-to-heart now could save a life in the future. This important reminder is courtesy of Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 Bellevue in Littleton. Call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148. That's 800-350-0148.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I've heard some ugly and deceptive ads in my time, but those currently being run against Tom Tancredo take the cake.
The best way to respond to this type of political slander is with the truth. The Denver Post endorsed Tancredo and said he worked hard to advance an important issue that others would like to ignore. The Rocky Mountain News endorsed Tancredo and described him as a great deal more than a single-issue candidate. He is a rare fiscal conservative, an advocate for human rights around the globe, and a tax hawk. That's Tom Tancredo. And what about his opponent? Well, he's a liberal lawyer who apparently believes that desperation is an excuse for despicable behavior and has views that the Rocky Mountain News says frankly don't appear terribly well informed. Tom Tancredo, endorsed by the Post and the News, the National Vietnam and Gulf War Veterans Coalition, Citizens Against Government Waste, and the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Tom Tancredo, our best choice for Congress.
I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm a seasick sailor on a ship up north. I got my maps all...
825, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 62. Intermittent clouds. What the hell? It's open phones. All right. I got something I've been saving. I've been saving to play for you, and we can get into it. We can get into it right now, it's something you can't resist. Do we want to do this? This thing on Bush? Yeah, I'm not all about picking on George W. Bush every single day. I've made that clear. There are plenty of other things to talk about, plenty of other things to get into, but this one is so obvious you can't let it go. You can't let it go. Now, I can't remember a time when this country has been as polarized as it is, that the campaigning has been as nasty as it's been, that the dirty tricks and the terrible, terrible mudslinging and divisiveness has been as bad as it is, to the point where if you're just turned off by all of this, I can understand 100%. I made a comment to somebody yesterday that I would love to get a job at a talk station that doesn't talk about politics, because it's just so ugly. And for those of us who don't agree with the administration, we're subjected to all kinds of insults. And the king of the person who hands this stuff out is none other than the leader of the country, who keeps challenging you and me or anybody else who doesn't agree, keeps challenging us about our patriotism. Now, this is George W. Bush on Hannity and Combs about the nastiness of the campaign season. Check this out.
I don't like the tone in Washington, D.C. I feel like that the politics has gotten ugly, and that tends to discourage people around the country, and that's just too bad. I would hope in my last 2 years I can... And by the way, I never really resorted to name-calling, and I'm not trying to say, well, you know, I'm innocent, everybody else is guilty. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I understand that it's one thing to disagree with a person, but it's another thing to have to resort to kind of shameless name-calling. And I really don't think it's fitting for the president to drag the presidency into that kind of a mudslinging. On the other hand, it's important for the president to defend what he believes in a way that brings honor to the office.
All right. There he is, right? He's tired of it. He doesn't like it. Here he is on the campaign trail. What? Was this yesterday? Day before, I believe? Listen to the tone of... Day before. Listen to the tone of this speech.
However they put it, the Democrat approach in Iraq comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses. The Democrats in Washington follow a simple philosophy. Just say no. When it comes to listening in on the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? Just say no. When it comes to detaining terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to questioning terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to trying the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer?
the guy is lying, and he's slinging mud. Because if you go through and look at all that stuff, no Democrat is saying any of those things. Find me one. Find me one. It's like he lives in this some kind of parallel universe that he's built. It's amazing. 8:29 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Barbara O'Brien coming up next, but right now we're going to check traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we're in much better shape. You can still expect a little slowing southbound 225 from Colfax to Mississippi, although that wreck is now gone. Westbound I-70 also cleared just after Peoria. Still had some stop and go from Havana back to 225. Pretty heavy conditions southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen into downtown, and still no issues for Boulder or the Turnpike.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
760 Progressive Talk.
8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, do you feel like you're missing out on getting a truly deep sleep that you need to feel rejuvenated? Well, I have the answer for a better night's sleep, and I sleep on it every night. Mary and I sleep on it every night. It's the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed is a whole new way to get a level of personalized comfort that just isn't possible on an innerspring or a foam mattress. The secret is there. The dual chamber air technology allows the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need just by setting your sleep number. My sleep number is usually between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85. With this level, you can control each side of the bed, and it can be personalized for each of you. It just works so great. Listen to what Sleep Number bed owner Kristen says. For years, my husband and I have disagreed about the firmness or softness of mattress. Now we can decide what we want individually without making the other sacrifice. You know, it's impossible to read something when you have somebody walking in and out, isn't it? You know? Anyway, you know what? Get to the Sleep Number bed location nearest you. There's plenty of places to go, and I don't even have the, let's see my little list of locations. Here we go. Select Comfort stores are located at 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, the brand new location at the Southland Mall, and Northfield at Stapleton.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's my pleasure to introduce Bill Ritter's running mate. We've had her on the air before, but it's been a long time since we talked to her. The next Lieutenant Governor of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien. Barbara has spent 15 years dedicated to improving the lives of Colorado's children. As president of the Colorado Children's Campaign since 1990, she has provided the vision for the state's premier child advocacy nonprofit agency and improved the lives of more than 1 million Colorado children. Barbara has led the major policy initiatives to improve the health, education, and safety of all Colorado children, analyzed data from Colorado counties and states, documented trends, provided recommendations to policymakers and community leaders on the ways that they can improve the lives of children in their own communities. And you can find out more about her at RitterForGovernor.com. And Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the program. Are you there?
Good morning. Oh, sorry. I heard a burst of static and wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah, that's just to let you know that that you're on. And I introduce you as Lieutenant Governor, the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Colorado. And it's really good to have you on. How has been campaigning for you been so far?
Oh, it has been so great. We just did a big tour around northeastern Colorado yesterday. All these little towns that haven't had any attention. You know, their agricultural base is really hurting, and they were so happy to have us out there, and it's, you know, hugely normally Republican territory. We were in one little town that has a total population of 29. They had 60 people turn out.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So it's just feeling wonderful out there on the trail.
And what I asked Bill Ritter, I asked the next governor the same question. I'll ask it to you. What are people telling you out there? What are they telling you when you talk to them and you stop and ask them about their lives and about issues and about things that are important to them?
The very first thing I hear really isn't about any particular issue. They want to feel as if there's a way to at least address the big issues in front of Colorado in a way that unites people. They're very tired of divisive politics, and they want to know that some practical problem-solving approaches that benefit the whole state will be the way that we would govern. I mean, that's the first question I get asked. And then when they hear, yes, we're going to find ways to get common ground, we're going to move forward together, then I think it's either education or water. Boy, both are just forefront on people's minds.
And what do they say, because this is really your area, what do they say about education?
They know that kids should be doing better. They know that we don't have the test scores we should be having. They're not sure what could be done to make a difference, so they're very hungry for ideas, and they definitely want CSAP testing to be streamlined. They don't like the amount of time in a classroom testing is taking these days.
Everybody I talk to is frustrated with CSAP.
Yeah.
Everybody has some kind of a gripe about CSAP. I get it from teachers, and I get it from parents, who all say the same thing, that it's a bad program. And when you talk about wanting to streamline it, give me some examples of what you think should be done.
Most districts right now are giving three different tests. One is statewide, one is for the district, and then others are a variety of things that they hope will be diagnostic. And so what's happening is that the amount of time all of this is taking is really eating into what could be arts or recess. So what we're thinking is that we can sit down with the school districts and see if we can combine CSAP and the district testing into one test, so cut down time there. And then CSAP needs to be changed so that, I mean, we have to have statewide tests. I mean, there's no other way to really know how our kids are doing. But it's of absolutely no use to teachers. They get the results back when the school year is over. You know, we need to use technology to get the scoring of the test done faster and back to teachers mid-year so they can make, you know, changes in their strategies. And the teachers I've talked to, you know, they understand the need for assessment, but they want it to be useful to them, not just as a hammer, you know, once the results come back, used as a hammer over their heads.
You were talking about arts. I've talked about this on the air before. Why are arts seeming to lose their importance in school?
It's the strangest thing, because every parent loves arts in their kids' lives. This is not something that's coming from parents. But I think CSAP has so dominated education that the districts just eliminate more and more from the day so they're teaching to the test. And none of us feel that that's how you get well-rounded kids who are going to be the creators and inventors and entrepreneurs of the future. It's also gotten to the point where there's less than 20% of kids get more than half an hour of PE time in a week anymore. I mean, that's crazy. And we've got obesity increasing. So we've got to get back to a vision for a well-rounded student, and it's not just teaching to a test.
8:39, it's 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien, on the air with me, and we're talking about children, which happens to be your expertise, and about schools and about CSAP, and about what you and Governor Bill Ritter plan to do once you take over. Do you think you have a realistic chance of getting CSAP streamlined?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this isn't a federal requirement. This is legislation passed in the Owens administration that he was very opposed to changing. He wanted to keep it exactly the way it was, even though once it actually, you know, was implemented, it was clear some things needed to be changed. So as long as we have a supportive legislature, so I'm encouraging everybody to get out there and make sure you vote all the way down the ballot. If we've got a supportive legislature, we can go in and tweak that thing, you know, in the first year. We can start working on it in January.
What's it like to get out there and run? I can remember a time. I'm not sure where this was, but I remember once you showed up at an event and had a terrible, terrible cold and had virtually almost lost your voice, yet you still got up there and kind of struggled through and spoke. I mean, you're not home most nights, right?
No, not anymore. I was earlier in the spring. But, you know, my kids are out of the house, and my husband and I just felt, you know, here we are in middle age. We're healthy. Our kids are launched. Let's go help put Colorado back on the right path, and let's just do what we have to do to take care of it. So I'm almost never home, but on weekends, my husband is my partner. So we hit the road, we campaign out of the back of his car. He puts up the yard signs. I go do the shake hands and chat with people. So we're actually having a ball.
Well, here's something that it's a small world. I know your husband.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Barbara O'Brien's husband is a very, very skilled, prominent doctor that specializes in sleep problems. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You're right.
And 7-8 years ago, he treated me for sleep apnea.
Wow.
And I walked, and I ran into him at his office, which he shares with two other doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he recognized me. And then he made the connection and said, O'Brien. He said, my wife is Barbara O'Brien.
It is a small world.
Isn't it a small world? And I said, oh, well, you know, I support her, and I'm voting for her, and I'm voting for Bill Ritter, too. So I could just see your husband out there driving the car around with the signs in the back. And he even had a Ritter O'Brien sticker on his briefcase that he was walking down the hall with.
He does. So it's been just really fun. I mean, and he's so enthusiastic about this. And, of course, he sees up close what needs to be fixed in the healthcare system. I mean, you know, we're just leaving so many people out of healthcare. So it's great to really feel like I'm part of a team that's working on this.
Yeah, speaking of healthcare, last question for you, because you do have an immense interest in kids.
Yeah.
And we do have children in this state that are not covered by healthcare, and that's a crime. And do you think that you and Bill Ritter and the legislature will be able to get that turned around?
That's the first thing I'm going to start working on. We're going to take, it's going to be hard and take a longer time to work on health insurance for all of the uninsured. It's just under 800,000 people in Colorado. But for kids, we can at least work on the kids first. And other states have done this. It's been lack of political leadership in Colorado, frankly. I mean, there's no mystery to how you get virtually every kid into at least some basic health plan so they get preventive care. And Bill and I both say that for our health care agenda, getting the kids into the system is the first priority.
Great. All right, Barbara O'Brien, the next lieutenant governor of the state of Colorado. You can find out more about her and about Bill Ritter's campaign at ritterforgovernor.com. I know you have a busy, busy day. I know every day is busy. Thank you for taking time out and coming on this morning and visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
And you know what? I've already voted, so I already voted for you. And I urge everybody to get out and vote. And good luck on Tuesday.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, there's Barbara O'Brien. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Ken Gordon, who's running for Secretary of State. And we'll talk to him about partisanship in the Secretary of State's office and voter integrity, which seems to be bothering a lot of us. 844, 44 minutes past the hour here. If you missed any of that interview with Barbara O'Brien, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. Jay Marvin here, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're seeing some pretty quick recovery. Both of those wrecks now out of the way. No longer a factor, the one on 225 through Aurora. I-70 westbound still a little sluggish from Peoria to Havana. We had a crash on the ramp from Sheridan to eastbound 6. Not a major factor. Stop-and-go traffic, though, continues southbound 25, 104th to 84th for your ride through Thornton North Glen. Weather today, looking for some high clouds through midday, then turning mostly sunny. Continued warm, high of 64, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive. Talk.
Visit your Dodge dealer during the 2006 Dodge Model Year in clearance and take advantage.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Amber Homes at Lake Chalet. Luxury condos in the 140s now in closeout phase in an established neighborhood conveniently located near C-470. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Check your auto parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear down, acceleration on, and away! We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lot? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Get a jump on your holiday shopping at Checker Auto Parts with our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans' benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans' benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans' issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 62. Intermittent clouds, and it's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go and talk to the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, Senator Ken Gordon. And Senator Ken, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jay. Great day.
Yeah, it is a great day. All right, I'm going to hit you with this because I hit you with this every time I talk to you. And I was thinking about this last night. I mean, you got a case in Ohio where Kenneth Blackwell is running for the governor, but he's also the Secretary of State, and he's a very close partisan.
He was chair of the Bush campaign at the same time he was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
In the 2004 election.
Right, exactly. And you've got here in Colorado, you've got Gigi Dennis, who's a political hack appointed by the governor. Would it be better? And I know we've talked about this before, but I want to bring it up again. Would it be better if we took the Secretary of State's office and stripped out the party affiliation and made it a nonpartisan position?
I think that's actually a good idea. I mean, we're not doing it for this election, of course. We'd have to amend the Constitution, but I think it's a good idea.
So you would be in favor of that?
Yes. Yes.
And also, what do you say to people who are listening who are scared about the integrity of their vote?
Well, in 2005, I carried the bill that put a verifiable paper audit trail in electronic voting machines. So most of the electronic voting machines also record your vote on paper. There's a random audit provision in that bill, and if the audit differs from the electronic tally, then we go with the paper. So I would say we can have a fairly high level of confidence because of the paper and machines as well. There's still more work to be done. We have to recertify the machines, have them tested. We're going to do that as soon as the election's over. But I'm not so much worried about malicious hacking as just people having problems with new technology and a long ballot. So people might have to wait in line a little bit on Tuesday.
I just worry that with all the discussion about voting machines, I just worry that what's going to end up happening is there are going to be some people who are just not going to turn out.
Oh, no. Everybody needs to turn out. In fact, that's been my major message the last few weeks. What I've been telling people is that bad politicians are sent to Washington by good people who don't vote. That's a quote. Another quote is, just because you're not interested in politics doesn't mean that politics isn't interested in you.
Yeah.
And the last one is, this is mine. When 50% of the people vote, we live in half a democracy. And in half a democracy, the values of the American people don't become law. We really need, people need to vote. You know, the reason we don't have a solution to the health care crisis is because there's a vacuum created when people don't vote and special interests fill it. The reason we don't have an energy policy, the reason we're probably in the war in Iraq is because American people need to take control. If they don't take control, then people who are trying to carve out profit centers take control.
What made you decide to run for Secretary of State?
Well, it's the chief election officer in the state. The right to vote is the right upon which all our other rights are based. And I feel like if you care about education, if you care about health care, if you care about protecting the environment, if you care about good jobs, all of these are based on policies that come out of elections. So the elections have to be fair to begin with. And so I thought it's an appropriate place for me to be involved. I also want to work on young people, talking to them about democracy and how they're part of it. It's not something that's separate from them, and they need to understand it and participate. So I think it's important.
We're getting down to the end of the wire here. We're getting very, 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 very close. How do you feel? How do you feel about your chances?
Well, I've been telling everybody all along that I'm going to win by one vote. So everyone needs – I tell them when someone asks me that, I say, if you vote for me, I'll win by one vote. I think it's close. I mean, people need to – turnout. We need to have a good turnout. People who care about issues, care about fair elections, need to turn out. Hey, Jay, did you see the shark video?
Yes, I did. I thought it was great.
Yeah, people can look at it at kengordon.com. It's called No Stuntman Used 2.
It is. It's really great. And you've done something else, too, that that I think is worth talking about. Talk about your campaign contribution system.
I don't accept contributions from special interest political action committees. And I think that money distorts our democracy, and we need to change the way we finance campaigns. And so I've taken this position, and I think I'm unusual in that. No other major statewide candidates taken the position. But people appreciate it. I get a lot of mail saying that they appreciate the fact that I'm not taking special interest political action committee contributions. And I've gotten a lot of small contributions, thousands actually. So we've been able to fund the campaign without doing it. It could be, I hope it's an example for other people in the future. You have more freedom of motion and freedom to do what you think's right if you aren't beholden to special interests.
And would you favor, and I think I know what the answer is, but I'm going to ask anyway for those who haven't heard your answer, would you favor eventually trying to get public financing of campaigns in Colorado?
Yes, I would. They do it in Maine. They do it in Arizona. And it turns out it's optional. It has to be optional because of United States Supreme Court decisions about equating money with speech. But most candidates are doing it because they feel that the people appreciate it. They're able to get money to campaign without having to sell their soul to some interest group, and it's better for the people. It's definitely something we should take a serious look at in Colorado.
But do you think, though, that people running for office in both parties, do you think that they would be willing to let go of that corporate cash?
Well, I think so. I mean, if they feel that they can get enough money to run their campaign without having to be on the phone all day calling interest groups and PACs and saying, give me money, I think that the people would do that. The experience in Maine has been that more and more candidates choose, they call it clean elections, more and more candidates choose to go clean. Now, the interest groups might have a problem with it because it will reduce their influence over the political process. But, you know, this is something where people need to step up and take control and say, yeah, this is right, we need to do it, and pay attention and not say, oh, it's okay to let the interest groups finance campaigns. That doesn't have any effect on me. Well, it has a complete effect on you because they're trying to protect their profit centers, the oil and gas industry, pharmaceuticals, insurance companies. We shouldn't finance campaigns from those people.
You know what? I agree. I agree 100%. And I also wish we could find a way to limit 527s like the Trailhead Group.
Right. We need to look at that. And I will. That's something I want to look at, too. The United States Supreme Court has made all this very difficult because of their decision equating money and speech. Money buys speech, but they're not the same thing, and I think we should be able to regulate it a little bit.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I voted absentee, and I voted for you, and I urge everybody else to vote for you. And if they want more information about your campaign, go to kengordon.com. Senator, thank you so much for being on the program, and we'll see you election night. Tuesday night, and we got our fingers crossed, and we urge everybody we know to vote for you, and here's hoping that you take it over the top.
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate it, and I think your vote has put me over the top by one vote now.
Well, I hope. Well, you can't discount Mary's vote. She voted for you, too, so you got two votes.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you. State Senator Ken Gordon, the next Secretary of State here of the state of Colorado. Thank you, Ken. All right. We're going to do some open phone action here coming up on AM 760, Progressive Talk. So stick around our last hour together on this Friday. Don't forget to join me tonight at Angie Piccioni's headquarters, 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. Rally to get out the vote kicks off at 6 p.m. We'll see you out there.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Get in the zone. Auto
so-so.
Fall's here, and that means shorter days and messy weather. Don't let dim or burned out headlamps put you in danger. Get to AutoZone today for great savings on headlights. Right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, save a big $10 by mailing rebate when you buy a set of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights. And you'll get brighter, wider lights than ordinary halogen headlights. So see farther, see wider, see better, and see terrific savings at AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it rains, all my friends go away. Mommy's scared of the sky.
What's going on in the mind of a child who's lived through a hurricane?
You can cry in your bed if you fall asleep.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm...
If it's Friday, it must be Missouri for President Bush in his red state swing to keep Republicans in key Senate and House seats next Tuesday.
With your hard work for the next 4 days, you'll elect Jim Talent to the United States Senate. We'll keep control of the House, and we'll keep control of the Senate.
And CBS's Bob Foss says Democrats are trying to gain energy from polls showing them gaining ground.
For Democrats, too, it's all about getting out the vote. At Virginia Union University, an historically black college in Richmond, Illinois Senator Barack Obama came by to try to help Democratic Senate candidate Jim Webb.
He needs people to do whatever it takes, knocking on doors, dragging those cousins and uncles who don't vote to the polls.
Webb is in a very tight race against Republican incumbent George Allen. This is one of a literal handful of races around the country that will determine which party controls the Senate. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Richmond, Virginia.
What could be wrong with the jobless rate hitting the lowest mark in 5.5 years? Well, not enough jobs are being created, according to big labor economist Ron Blackwell.
At this stage of recovery, we should be generating well over 250,000 every month.
92,000 were created last month. Martin Regalia at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it's all good and Wall Streeters will take notice.
In total, there are a whole lot more jobs out there and the unemployment rate is considerably below where we thought it would be. They're going to interpret this as a very strong report.
Some say the sex allegations against the former head of the evangelical church are political. The Reverend Ted Haggard stepped down, but says he did not pay to have sex with a Denver man. The acting pastor at Haggard's Colorado Springs Church, Ross Parsley, admits some parts of the allegations are true.
We're working with the outside overseers who are working with Pastor Ted and his family to investigate what's happened here.
The accuser, Mike Jones, says he came out because Colorado's got a same-sex marriage ban on the ballot. Haggard's been an outspoken opponent of gay marriage. Iraq's prime minister is putting new pressure on the military and security leaders in his country to crack down on violence. He's canceled job leaves. The bodies of 56 torture victims were found in Baghdad over the past 24 hours, and there are fears more violence will break out after this weekend's Saddam Hussein verdict. It's back to Iraq, it appears, for a soldier who was part of one of the war's darkest episodes.
Sergeant Santos Cardona was caught up in the Abu Ghraib scandal. Having been convicted of abusing detainees, the Army dog handler served 90 days of hard labor with no prison time. He's headed back to Iraq with his Fort Bragg, North Carolina-based military police unit. The Army isn't saying what Cardona will do there.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula. One report says Cardona may end up serving in Kuwait for a while first before possibly going back to Iraq. Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 4.5 points, and the NASDAQ is off 4 points. This is CBS News.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life. Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
Psst, I want to let you in on a little secret. But before I do, could all you old school shoppers who drive all over town looking for the best bargains stop at the next corner? Good. Now, for the rest of you, here's the secret. PriceGrabber.com. Shop for plasma TVs, computers, digital cameras, even Tickle Me Elmo dolls. PriceGrabber.com finds you great prices on products shipped right to you. Compare prices on millions of products free. That's the secret. Go to PriceGrabber.com. If you're comparing prices, nothing else compares.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The former male prostitute Mike Jones, who accuses Pastor Ted Haggard of New Life Church in Colorado Springs of having a gay relationship with him for 3 years, claims the truth but failed the lie detector test taken this morning. Former gay escort told Peter Boyles he is telling the truth, and Dr. John Korsnick, who administered the test of Mike Jones, says it's still possible that Jones speaks the truth due to mitigating circumstances.
Physical and mental exhaustion. I asked him after the test, how much sleep did you have? And he said 2 hours. I says, oh, my God.
Elevated stress can sway the test. Jones maintains he's the one who asked to take the test in the first place. The good doctor willing to try again. Mike Jones may not get a chance to relax, though, for a while, as the media storm has just begun. The interim manager of New Life Church in Colorado Springs says the senior pastor, Ted Haggard, has told the Board of Overseers that some of the allegations are true against him. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, Corey. Well, we're recovering nicely around the metro. Excellent conditions right now along I-25 through the Tech Center. No problems at the bridges. Traffic starting to thin out I-70 to Spear downtown. Still a little sluggish out of Thornton, North Glen, and 225 southbound. Still had some traffic right near Yosemite. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language, the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9. High today, 62, under intermittent clouds. Why don't they just say partly cloudy? Or mostly sunny? Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Join me tonight. Join Mary and I tonight for a Get Out the Vote kickoff rally tonight. And Fort Collins at Angie Piccioni's headquarters. That starts, we'll be there anyway at 6 o'clock this evening. And Angie's headquarters is located at 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. So come by and see us. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Sharon in Weld County. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm running for Weld County Commissioner of District 2 as an independent, and I'm urging people to vote on the issues and not strictly party line. And I'm disappointed with the Weld Democratic Party for their choice of a candidate for this Weld District 2 Commissioner seat. The Democrat is Rich Lopez, and he was Republican this time last year, and he, at a forum, he agreed about 100% with the Republican candidate. So I believe he's a poor choice to represent balanced ideas.
Well, did you throw your hat in the ring?
For the Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've always been an independent, and you have to be.
Well, how could you be unhappy with them if you didn't get involved?
Well, I think there's other people that they could have chose. I mean,
yeah, like yourself, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't run on the Democratic ticket.
Like you're unhappy because it's like you'd rather have them vote for you than him.
Well,
right?
I think people should vote on the issues. And a lot of people aren't. You know, I go door to door and I talk to people. I've knocked on about 8,000 doors and, you know, I talk to people And, you know, they are, a lot of people are voting party line. And that just, you know, it hurts the system. People need to vote on the issues.
Well, I think that depends. I think it depends on you know, on where you're coming from. It depends on what they feel. I mean, mm-hmm. Everybody has a right, I guess, to do what they think is correct.
Right, but you can urge people and say, you know, look at the issues before you vote. Don't vote strictly party line. And I know I just said something bad about the Democrat candidate for the District 2 seat, but what I'd like to say is something good about the Democrat for the at-large seat. His name is Dwayne Lees, and he's a very good candidate, and he is a true Democrat, and, you know, he definitely has my vote.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. But basically, I stepped up to run... what's going wrong in Weld County. And basically there's land use decisions by our current county commissioners that are putting our economy and our quality of life at risk. They've approved over 20,000 residential units in unincorporated Weld, and that's about 25% of our current population. Of course, it's going to take them about 20 years to build it out, but it's going to cause taxes and community services to be, well, the taxes are going to be increased and community services will likely be cut due to this.
So you propose to do what?
Well, not approve urban-scale development in unincorporated Weld County. I mean, urban-scale development should occur within the towns. Development should pay for itself and not occur at the expense of current or future residents.
All right. And if people want to find out more about your campaign, do you have a website?
Sure. They can go to www.VoteSharonSocher.org, and you spell my last name, S as in Sally, O-C-H-E-R.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Sharon, I appreciate the call.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Sure, you bet. You're welcome anytime.
All right, fine.
Thanks. Let's go to Jan. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jay?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Good. A lot of activity down here in the last 24 hours.
Oh, down there in the Springs, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting because last Thursday, I got a surprise phone call from Rob Brendel, who is the associate pastor at New Life Church, and he was inviting me, along with other candidates in this area, to set up a table and be at all three of the services that New Life Church has on Sundays. And so it took a little thought for me to think, my win number is 15,000. Their population of their church is 14,000. Kind of a no-brainer. I think I better go. So I cleared my calendar and went, and it was very interesting. It was exhaustive being there all day, but it really was a great opportunity for both sides and for candidates to get out there in front of people and for people to actually have the opportunity to talk to both candidates. I mean, I was sitting right next to my opponent, actually.
Wow.
So,
Wow. Well, and how did they receive you?
Very well. Very well. Of course, there were a lot of people who no matter what you say, they have their opinion, and it's not going to change. And it's disappointing to have people be closed-minded, you know, but and that's just the way it is here.
As I said all morning, I mean, I don't know if any of this stuff is true or it's not true or whatever the case may be, but I feel sorry for evangelicals because they're getting used by these people. They get used by the Republican Party. They get used by their leadership, who is interested in money and power, and in not really going out and, you know, saving souls or doing whatever it is that you're supposed to do. And they get sucked up into this. And then what ends up happening is they get it every single time. You know, this stuff comes down, and it's just that they just turn around and they just keep going for it even more. I mean, they don't step back and go, wait a minute. I mean, we've been voting for these candidates, we've been working on behalf of these candidates, we've been helping these people out, and we haven't gotten anything out of them.
Right. There's a lot of fed up people here, a lot of them. I know of a lot of Republicans who are going to be voting for me just because they know that voting their party line at this point won't change anything here, and we do need serious change in El Paso County, and people are really starting to wake up to that. But in support, not wanting to support Ted Haggard too much, but I do have to say that he has come out before this a few months ago, and though his personal views are one way, he does advocate keeping church and state separate, which I think is just great. And I think it's great that he has publicly said that, because my opponent, for example, is going to be advocating and promoting the religious conservative agenda in our legislature if she's elected. And that scares me. That scares a lot of people, and that's what's at stake here, is really compromising our First Amendment rights to freedom of and from religion, you know, in our government. People are starting to wake up to the fact that here in this area, in El Paso County, there is a real danger of that. And genuine social issues, genuine civic issues, are being ignored at the expense of promoting an agenda that really isn't working very well.
Yeah, well, I would agree 100%. And I don't know your opponent, and I don't know Reverend Haggard. I've said it on the air many times. I mean, I fail to understand what their overriding driving compulsion or feeling is about gays and lesbians. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. I know that Sunday a gentleman spoke with me for in length, certainly trying to convince me that it's not a genetic thing, that being homosexual is not genetic, that it is something that you choose to do, and I have to disagree with that. I think that's been around as long as humanity's been around, and it's not going to change.
Well, I never can cite any, you know, concrete evidence. A lot of the psychiatrists that they'll call on and that they'll cite have been, their work has been, you know, has been disqualified, and they'll say it because they'll say, well, because I know, and they'll use all kinds of weird, you know, examples. But the thing is, it boils down to this. Why do you care what two grown, consenting adults do in their lives, as long as they don't hurt anybody? And if you're truly concerned about the institution of marriage, if you're truly concerned about all of that, then you should attack the other sources that are out there that are causing problems in marriage. Adultery, substance abuse, domestic violence, financial instability. Why not go after those things? But these folks never, ever, ever talk about that stuff. All they want to do is focus in on who made the choice to be gay and when, and pushing this whole crap about sanctity of marriage. And then if you push on them too hard, then they'll pull directly from the Bible and start quoting, not having the idea in mind that, well, first of all, it was written by men, so it's not exactly God's word. And then second of all, suppose you don't believe as they believe.
Right. I think the Bible certainly has its points within it that have become antiquated and obsolete, and they sort of tend to ignore those, like the fact that women 2,000 years ago were chattel, and we were property.
Yeah.
And marriage stated that. We have managed to change that over the years, so why can't we, again, have marriage be flexible enough to accommodate the new culture that we have here? That's my take on it. And
well, and they, you know, and the other thing is they just keep at this continuously, over and over and over again, and they're getting used because the people they back can't get done what they want done, and in many cases they don't even try.
The politicians don't try?
No, they just pay lip service.
Of course they do.
So, you know, they're just getting sold a whole bill of goods. And
it's going to be interesting to see if that changes this time, though. Are people going to vote party line and continue to believe the definition of insanity? You know, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Are they going to vote party line again, this time expecting different results I certainly hope not, because they're not going to get it if they do.
You know what, Jan, I don't know. But you know what, good luck in your campaign. And do you have a website?
I do, www.janhegmanic.com, and that's spelled JanHegmanek.com.
All right, well, good luck in your race, and here's hoping you get up over the top.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it, Jay. Good talking with you.
Call me anytime.
All right.
Bye-bye. It's 9:19. I almost lied there and jumped the gun. It's 9:19.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
For Electronics by Design of Broomfield.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, high today 62, well, cloudy. Little blue skies, it's open phones, and let's get back to the phones. And we'll go to Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, real quick, first thing I want to say, and I'm being totally facetious when I say this, Jay, is that thank the heavens for Democrats, because if they weren't there, the Republicans have to take some real responsibility for a change. And I have to say that I'm really, especially, I guess, because we're getting closer to election, more of it seems to come out and moves out of the tree. But I really am tired. This morning you played earlier about George Bush on Sean Hannity and Combs, saying that he didn't like how ugly Washington had gotten, and then 3 days later goes out and stirred up the dust. And I remind everybody that this is the guy that said he was going to bring both parties together. And he has made no efforts to do that.
None whatsoever. You're right about that.
And for 6 years, we've heard him say, you know, one thing after another, and he hasn't backed it up. And here we are 6 years later, and, I mean, can you really believe anything this man has to say? I never did to begin with. But really now, people had a chance to see that. Can they really say that he knows what's best for this country, that he's doing everything he can that's best for the people of this country? I don't believe it, Jay. And part of the thing that really bothers me, and I want to know if you actually heard about this, but there was a computer programmer who testified in front of, I think it's the state in Ohio, that he was approached by Congressman Tom Feeney to create software that would hack into the voting machines that would create a 51-49 ratio on whoever they wanted to win. So it was close, but yet that person won regardless. Have you heard about this?
No, only the thing about being able to hack the voting machines, and an extensive interview with a guy on it last night, a professor on it last night on Keith Olbermann. No, I hadn't heard that story.
I'll get you the link on AM760 because I think you really should see it. I mean, I hope it's the beginning of something that tears down. And of course, HBO is going to be running Hacking Democracy, one of their America Undercover shows. I know not everybody has HBO, but I'm really interested in actually seeing that as well. So I'm glad
something's
being done about it. But it makes me a little shaky going into Tuesday because I will be using one of these machines. And I had a friend say, why don't you take a camera with you and take a picture of what you voted for, you know, and then, now, they usually give, like, a paper ballot at the end of that showing how you voted. Is that correct?
No, but the machine, according to Ken Gordon, the machine keeps a record in case there's, keeps a paper record in case there's any question.
Okay, well, when
but
this
see,
came...
I never had to deal with that because I voted absentee.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm going to start doing that because, I want to go down and be part of the process. I realize with absentee you are, too. But, there was something exciting about going down and doing that. But now I'm a little frightened.
Yeah, I just stayed away from it, man. I voted absentee because I just didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to deal with the machines. And the state Democratic Party had called for people to vote absentee early on. And I just decided to go ahead and do it. And so my votes are in.
Right on. Right on. Well, I just wanted to bring that to attention. I will get you that link. And that, you have your website address on AM760. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, right on. I'll get you that link, and I'll be listening for you on Tuesday, and try to have a good time if you can, and do me a favor, get out and take a walk this weekend and get away from that information, because it'll drive you batty.
Yeah, you got it, man, and hey, by the way, get out there and vote, Corey.
I am definitely going to get out there and vote.
All right, you're the man.
Thank you, sir. You are, too. Take care.
Talk to you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I thought I'd give you some insight on the... Haggerty thing from yesterday from some people that I know that I work with that are part of the New Life Church. And their first reaction, of course, when it broke yesterday morning was absolute, unbelievability. And they were actually planning and putting together a big rally over the weekend in show of support and political as well as. And that was ongoing until sometime in the middle of the afternoon where one of them got a phone call from one of the elders saying, hey, this thing is this is not right. He's going to probably resign, and even then they were saying that there were some allegations that seemed to be true, and that was in the afternoon before it continued to bubble through the news cycle and everything, and from that there was this from them the personal disbelief factor, but of course they're talking and then they keep on. Now they're trying to connect or project in whether this would be true or not or aspects. The other thing is I was listening to the radio, your other competitor radio station that had the guy on the way up, and I've had some experience with lie detectors. And your characterization that he failed is, in a couple of words is probably true because that's what the person said, but actually he said he demonstrated deception on two questions, and by their standards, anybody who just indicates some form of deception on one question is considered failing a lie detector. And but what they're categorizing it is that he only had 2 hours of sleep and he was not appropriately physically ready to take something like that, and that's when false positives come about. So they're going to they want to redo this. The real thing, and I want to bring this up, is there has been a constant thread throughout the decades regarding evangelicals or other religious righteous individuals, where suddenly there is some form of deviant, deep sexual hypocritic behavior. I don't have a problem with him having a bisexual or homosexual relations. I have a problem with him being a standard bearer, finding fault with all forms of homosexuality, where in private, you know, it is now led with some plausible circumstantial evidence, at least to be reviewed, that he is involved in that. And that is the whole issue in a nutshell. It comes right down to it is, you know, there are some very good people that really want to believe in these absolute right and wrongs and willing to follow some of these religious and social leaders. And then when they turn out to be normal human beings, unfortunately with many flaws, it blows them away, and it should, because all of us as human beings are not this absolute thing. And it's very interesting their reaction, very interesting to see how they're reacting politically and socially. The outcome is going to be, I think, very interesting for Colorado Springs and the electorate, because you know how many people are now. Though the problem is they're a lot like you, Jay. A lot of them have already voted early, both in the Democrat and the Republican side. And I have information on the Democrat side that now, in some very contested state and districts and stuff, more Democrats ask for absentee ballots than Republicans. And so most votes are already in, or a significant number. And the effect is going to probably be very small, but I think it's going to be what's going to happen in 2008 and what's going to happen beyond that. But it's very fascinating.
I just can't put myself in a position to put that much belief in a single individual.
To be able to
say that a person is, no matter who they are, that they're incapable of committing or doing wrong. You know, that and the idea that as much as I've tried to look at it, I cannot find any logical argument that those folks present about homosexuality that makes any sense to me whatsoever.
Well, it's not what they do in their psychosis, and I'm going to get into the brain of what comes out, is that they look at deviant behavior. And then they throw in religious or moral or social confirmation, saying this is deviant, and this is and what they do is take on a minority of people in our society. They are not deviants. They're not immoral. They're just a minority, no different than red hair, left-handed. Listen, in the history of the Western human race, we executed left-handed people. We in the history of the United States and in the Western civilization, we executed people with red hair. In the history of the Western world, we executed people with green eyes. Why? Because there was this mythology that they were deviant witches. They were evil. And so what we have now in this modern society that we're living in is that some people in our society want to state that people of homosexual nature, which is now being proven to be a natural component of the human existence, as well as monkey and chimpanzee's existence, that they want to still define it as some form of character and some form of immorality.
But the thing is they would reject what you're saying. They would reject it by saying that it's not...
People rejected red hair for a long time.
Yeah, I agree. But my whole bottom line on this is, okay, reject it. Okay, don't like it. Okay, fine. Nobody's asking you to have sex with another man. Nobody's
exactly.
asking you to have sex
exactly.
with another woman. Just go live your life and stop. Leave us alone.
Here's what happens in coming down and drilling it down to the regular people.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'll come back to you. Hang on. It's 9:33 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
We have a gorgeous drive across the Front Range, collision-free, all highways recovered nicely from the commute. Lots of road work you can expect today, though. 6th between Union Boulevard and West Colfax will continue until about 3:30. Also, the project at Parker between Lehigh and 225. Nothing to slow you down right now in the high country. We're all good on I-70.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi. I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's after 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 62. See you tonight in Fort Collins. Get out the vote rally for Angie Piccioni, and that'll be at 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. That's her campaign headquarters, and it's open phones. Let's get back to Bob in Colorado Springs. All right, Bob, we'll pull you out of the phone zone. Go ahead. You were saying about those people?
All right, here's where it really comes down to how it affects everybody. Last year, the Colorado Springs School Board had to settle what turned out to be spending $500,000 with the ACLU because they fought a gay-straight alliance club in the school. And it was the fight, the motivation to try to stop this and then take on the ACLU with a case that everyone said from the beginning was going to be lost and was precipitated by that evangelical anti-gay movement in Colorado Springs and even particular to New Life Church and Focus on the Family. Now, that cost the rest of us $500,000 because of that kind of prejudice. And this goes on and on and on, whether it's in the military, whether it's in other places of governance, whether it's in other places of society. It is absolutely abhorrent. And in my book, I don't care how anybody believes in their religious, except keep it in your own home. I don't care how anybody believes in even their social aspects of if they think who's gay is deviant or gross, or somebody who is straight is deviant and gross. I don't care. You know, we all have our own lives here, and we have a freedom in America. The thing is, when it starts costing me money, and costing every neighbor money, that's when it is in my, you know, my saying. There's an old saying from a great movie I call The Hoosiers. And the guy says, I don't care if you're naked, go out in the midnight and howl at the moon in your own yard. But if you're in my living room, now I have to deal with it. And that kind of attitude is in my living room. And that's why I'm dealing with it. And I, you know, it goes beyond I know gay people. I've had, you know, so what? It comes down to what is, we have a society that is has all likes and kinds and persons, and we have to respect them all. And it goes even beyond, I don't care if somebody wants to get married. Heck, I mean, the biggest joke is that, you know, please, those that we're trying to restrict from marriage, marriage is a tough thing. I love my wife. We've been married 20 years. We've had tough, you know, but it's a tough chore to stay happily married. And you know, I wish everybody should have that chore.
Well, I'm on the same page you're on. I'm on the same page. I fight these people. I'm a member of the ACLU. I'm a member for People for the American Way. I'm a member of People for the Separation of Church and State. I view them as being the downfall of this country. I think extremism of any kind is wrong, and I think that extremism in any religion is wrong. And when you step over the line and you fail to see and you fail to respect other people's rights
right.
to their beliefs, and you start to articulate an idea that a certain group of people in the country should be held in second-class bondage,
right.
To me, it's fundamentally and completely wrong. They worry me and they scare me, and I try to stand up to them as much as I possibly can and fight fire with fire do the best I can.
But this is a credibility test, and you know what I laugh is, if you want to go through history of TV evangelists and strong right wing evangelists, they had scandals in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, they all meet the same end eventually.
And they all have a second, it seems to be, except for a couple on greed and money, but it all comes that you have this enormous sexual deviation. And they're, you know, whether it's Swigert, you know, having a black prostitute, or whether it's with children, or whether it's, it goes on and on and on. You know, I know they manipulate people because they want to be manipulated, bleeding this absolute right and wrong stuff. But it blows their credibility, and this is going to be interesting. You know, the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to go, I watched an interview with Jerry Falwell last night on CNN.
I saw that same interview.
And Falwell now was dancing and distancing himself so far. He goes, oh, I barely know this guy. Let's face it. You know, here's a bigger issue people should know. Supposedly Haggard has a weekly teleconference meeting with Karl Rove in the White House about social policy, you know, what, you know, and of course, Farrell doesn't know who he is, and then he's distancing himself saying, well, that's another association, I'm part of the Baptist, and, you know, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the same thing where he was, I know a lot about this David Crowe, but I'm just not going to say anything. Oh, you know what, give it up.
I know.
You know, give it up on this crap. I should have never been hired. Give it up on this crap.
I know.
You know, it's
all they do is when somebody's not on their side, it's like they're not wearing their uniform, then they find ways to attack them, dismiss them, diminish them. They do everything they want.
And you're right.
And so they're like, all right, they're not part of, you know, I just hope, and I really hope that, and it's such an overwhelming blowout in the election that the whole tide has turned, and that we continue to have these revelations, like was the title in the Rocky Mountain News today, revelations, and that we take this thing back. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the only thing I can say to you is, and I would say to everybody is this: you know, the Republicans sat out of power for what, 40 years?
Right.
40 years they sat out of power.
I know.
If
your father reminded me every day.
If we don't get exactly what we want next Tuesday,
right?
Okay, the worst thing we can do, the worst thing, is to sit in a corner and cry. What we got to do is we just got to push harder, and then we have to start looking at the next election cycle. But I think we're going to do very, very well, because I think America is tired of these folks.
Yeah, and you know, all they did is, they got into power, and then they decided to take advantage.
That's right, and they're tired of them, and they're tired of their nastiness and their bickering, and they're tired. And I think the majority of people in this country, I don't know this for a fact, all I can do is look at polls, seem to be on our side, and I don't think they really care whether the couple that lives down the next house or across the street is gay or lesbian. I don't think they really care. I think what they really care about is how we're going to get our kids home out of Iraq, and how we're going to protect this country, and how we're going to fix the economy and health care.
I'm counting the days that my friend who's a captain in one of the last units, he's got to come back before Thanksgiving. He was one of the last units sent over from. I just count the days, because what he has told his wife as much privately as he could is it is a almost Russian roulette for him and his unit. Going out, they it's just like Vietnam all over. They literally do not know who's what, and where they're stepping, and they know they're just targets. And it's you know, of course, nobody wants to hear that up at the top, because it's going against what their belief systems are. And final thing, have you read Woodward's book, the last one?
Yep.
Isn't it hard to read?
Yes, it is.
It confirms everything we said that was going on, but in detail. And the worst thing, as I've come up with, is that one colonel who said he was supposed to go out there and go after WMDs, and he went into the intelligence, and he said there was 900 some odd sites, and they didn't know where anything really was, and they only gave him 400 guys, and which wasn't even a trained unit, to go and secure this and find this stuff, and he knew it was a bunch of bogus from that point on. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's been done to this country and also to Iraq. Bob, thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye.
9:46, 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. The show available on podcast at am760.net. And now we'll get some traffic with Rick Morgan.
Jay, the highway drives in great shape. No worries on I-25 across the downtown area, through the bridges, in and out of the tech center. Looks great up north through Thornton and Northland, in fine shape as well. In fact, heading north of town, decent drive, heading all the way up to Fort Collins and south, heading down to Castle Rock and on Colorado Springs. A great drive on I-25 right now. Looks real good on I-70 as well. Good speeds across that elevated portion, 225 wide open across Aurora. And you won't have any trouble on 270 in that Commerce City Drive or on the Boulder Turnpike. And in and around Boulder looks good, too. Weather forecast, partly sunny and warmer today with a high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, rather mild, low of 37. And then the weekend looks great, partly sunny, upper 50s to near 60 both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen...
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on! That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it!
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
5009-800-880-5009.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ten minutes away from 10 o'clock. Oh, I'm supposed to be on the Al Franken show today, too. That's at 11:30 this morning, talking about the Colorado races. I don't know how well I'll do with that, but I'm going to give it a shot. Hi today, 62, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Join me tonight, Mary and I tonight, at a Get Out the Vote rally for Angie Piccioni at her headquarters in Fort Collins. We'll be there around 6 o'clock this evening. That's at 11, that's at 606 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. All right, back to the phones. We go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
That's a great. That was a that's a tough act to follow. That last caller was fantastic. He ought to run for office. He'd have my vote.
Yeah, Bob's pretty good.
I'm a left. I'm a redheaded lefty. So I made it.
Hmm.
I've called you before on a lot of sensitive issues, and I've actually emailed you on a situation at my son's middle school here in Southeast Boulder, about a, you know, a symbol being drawn on someone's locker.
Oh, sure, I know who you are. Yeah.
But this issue, please, I am so, I know I'm probably overreacting, but I'm so afraid. This Hacking Democracy on HBO, you have to watch it. Everyone has to watch it. You have to talk to everyone about it. This is not Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents. This is a coup against our freedoms. Right now, it might be the Republicans in control of the source code, but down the road, it could be some Chinese scientist, it could be a North Korean scientist who hacks our system and decides who our elected officials will be. This woman actually was able to download the Diebold source code from Diebold. They had made a mistake and they left it in a public FTP file. She had it analyzed by PhD computer physicists, programmers, and they can hack the system in 10 seconds. And you don't even have to be that good of an expert. It failed 80% of the security tests. When they couldn't get it to pass the security tests, the security companies or the independent labs would just say, not reviewed by our technicians. It's a Republican Secretary of State found that when you pushed her name to vote for her, on the bottom, her opponent's name appeared, and it was recorded that way. So everyone needs to watch this and tell all your friends, this is not Republicans, not Democrats. We can't have our votes counted this way.
Well,
so glad you,
What are we going to do now? The only thing, I voted absentee, but the only thing that concerns me about all of these discussions about machines is that it may in some way, shape, or form, without knowledge that this is absolutely going to happen here in Colorado, or that it's absolutely going to happen, it discourages turnout, and we need everybody to turn out. Everybody has got to turn out and has got to vote.
Okay, I totally agree, and I don't want to discourage anyone in the least. You got to vote. You absolutely do. Let me just read you one small paragraph here, okay? You can go to HBO.com, by the way, and read all the synopsis, everything about it, even if you don't have HBO, so you can see what it is. But it says right here, in the 2000 presidential election, an electronic voting machine recorded minus 16,022 votes for Al Gore in Volusia County, Florida. I mean, they say while fraud was never proven, the faulty tally alerted computer scientists, politicians, and everyday citizens to the very real possibility of computer hacking during elections. And if this can happen, after you vote on Tuesday, however you vote, we need to put a ton of effort into getting the word out that we need to change this system.
Well, I think everybody is on that same page that we need to change it. But right now, where we're sitting now is we've got to go ahead and we've got to vote. And if you didn't vote absentee, which the state Democratic Party early on called for everybody to do that, and I did vote absentee, and so did Mary. Yeah, but if you got to go to those machines, you got to go to them and you got to vote. Don't stay home because that hurts us even worse.
Agreed. Yes, don't stay home and don't hear what I'm saying as a reason to stay home. But it's food for thought. And please, everyone should watch this. And I voted absentee for the first time in my life because I heard you talk about it on the radio. And
yeah.
I thank you for it.
Well, absolutely, man. You got it. All right, Dave. Thank you, bud.
Got it.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I have a couple comments regarding referendum I and the choice. People seem to think there's a choice about being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Gay people, when they grow up, are bullied and made fun of. When they become teenagers, they want to kill themselves. The suicide rate for gay people is incredible. And they are rejected by their parents. Why would anybody choose that?
Listen, you know what? You're hitting the nail exactly on the head. I've asked this question a gazillion times from these people who call me up and tell me it is a choice, and I never get a satisfactory answer from them.
No. Okay, and I want to talk about somebody in regards to referendum. I knew this man who was with another man for 50 years, and his partner died, got sick and died, and he was in the ICU. He had absolutely no rights whatsoever. He could not visit his partner in the hospital, and when it came to him, when he died, he had no rights at all. It was up to a son of the guy who rejected him because he was gay when he was real young. It was up to him to decide what to do with the body, who would get the ashes, who would get his property.
Yeah, I think that's wrong, too.
Yeah, it's totally wrong, and that's why I think you should vote yes on referendum I.
I agree. But vote yes on referendum I and no on 43.
Sure.
100%, and I hope that that's the outcome, and I will never, as I've said so many gazillion times on this show, I mean, I'll never understand this whole hang-up with gay people and about this threat to marriage man that they put up, when I guarantee you there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of households tonight where there's a threat to marriage going on inside the household, and it's not from gay people. It's from one spouse or another engaging in abuse due to substances or something else that's going on inside the household.
Yeah, and if they were smoking pot instead of drinking, there'd be no domestic violence.
Well, you don't know about that, man. I don't know. I don't know if I totally believe that idea.
I think
people who are prone to domestic violence find a way to get it out no matter what they're on. And or there's adultery going on tonight, or there could be adultery going on right now. I mean, those are the threats, the legitimate threats to marriage, not gays and lesbians. And it all boils down to people taking responsibility for their actions. Thank you, John.
Dan.
Or Dan, I'm sorry. Thank
that's
you, Dan.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thanks. All right, that's it. I'll see you tonight at Fort Collins. That's all. And back on Monday, starting at 6 a.m. Oh, and I'll be on the Al Franken Show this morning at 11:30.
The secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now.